following is a Red Shovel Network production. The Red Shovel Network consists of The Drew Mack Show, Child of the Duff's No Bullshit News, Emma Elric's Soul of Detroit, and No Filter Sports and shit. Enjoy the following Red Shovel Network production, please.
What's poppin'? It's the Drew and Mike Show in the Deals in the D.com studios for Wednesday, as it's been a busy couple of days so far, and I noticed, boy, people are downloading like crazy. We should go on vacation more often.
Yes, we should.
You know, it's weird. When we're on vacation, I noticed that I was just checking the show every now and again to see. I wonder how far we fall when we're on vacation. Our ranking goes up.
Really?
Yeah. Because more people are going. I think the less shows you do, the better.
Catching up.
The better it is, because people pile into those shows while there's nothing new. And so you, I don't know. I can't explain it. I really can't.
Well, a lot of people listen, you know, they're behind. So they play catch up, maybe. Maybe that's how it does it.
But we have a new show that has a lot of downloads from the first day back, and our ranking's down. How can
Whatever.
That be?
I'd rather have more shows with more avails in it.
Yeah, what can I say? It's just, I get pissed. And then I look up Opie Radio or something, and I see that it's competitive with our show, and it's got a horrible rating and less reviews. And I listen to it, and I go, this can't be in our ballpark. It can't. Well, anyway. Not to pick on Opie Radio.
We have good listeners, man.
No, I was checking around on the radio people like Mancow and
Anthony. Wait, isn't he on the loop, Mancow?
Yeah, but he's got a podcast, too.
Okay.
And so does Anthony's Best Of. The compound is subscription.
Okay.
But Anthony can be his Best Of. So I was listening to some of that. I've always
Smart.
Liked Anthony.
Yeah.
Who else was on there from radio? I can't remember, but we were holding our own with anybody from radio.
Good luck with the podcast.
What about Don and Mike?
You know, Don Geronimo does his own thing, I think, in Portland, last I knew.
Yeah.
I think it was sports radio. And I always liked him. I thought he was really good. I don't know what
that
happened.
Was
Don,
a good
did
show.
You take a dump in your bed last night?
That was
yeah,
a good show.
They had their moments.
He was on sports radio? Wow.
It was some kind of sports radio show. It seemed to me that things were not going quite like they were in the WAVA days. But hey, we know all about that.
Mm. About that
today. Let's see. First of all, I want to mention Mesa Tacos and Tequilas, because the patio is open. We're starting to see more sunshine. People are hanging out, getting a nice breeze on the patio. Well, hopefully, when it's not humid and horrible. Summer lunch specials being served daily now. Got the, let's see, $7.99 summer lunch specials, and the bottomless chips and salsa to go with your free fresh squeezed margaritas and 150 tequilas, the most in the state, at Mesa Tacos and Tequilas between 3rd and 4th on Main Street.
Who wants to eat? Who the fuck wants to eat?
And today is a very special birthday, and I was so excited that this person posted, because their posts always are breaking news, I think.
You're not big on birthdays. This is still special to you.
No, this is truly rare. If it wasn't this person, we would not be playing any kind of post or anything special.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, Twitter world.
He's on the golf course.
That's a great drop, by the way.
You know, it's hard for me to believe that today I'm celebrating my 33rd annual 39th birthday.
That's really clever.
Good one, Drew.
I got to tell you, it's quite a ride.
What an asshole.
They said every life some rain must fall. Well, I've had some hurricanes descend in my life. But
yeah, like that hurricane of blood from Nicole's neck.
I thank the Lord, because good, all he's kept me relatively healthy and in good spirits and positive. And that's tough to do today.
Yeah, he looks really good.
All the haters on
yeah,
the internet
he?
And
no, you like right.
cable TV
yes.
spouting their negative
he's
opinions
ready.
On just about
getting back on
everything.
TV. The movies.
You know, I like what Plato, or was it Socrates, he said.
What?
About opinions that they are not fact.
But
that at the most they could be
wait, he's quoting Plato or Socrates?
Wait, pause that for a sec. You really think Plato or Socrates said that?
Okay, what did he say? What's the quote
back
exactly?
Back it up again. Something our opinions aren't fact.
Who said
opinions are like assholes?
Play it again.
Everyone's got one.
You know, I like what Plato, or was it Socrates, he said about opinions that they are not fact. that at the most there could be a possibility and maybe even a probability.
Oh,
but
maybe
the facts are they're not back. I like the old saying that opinions are like armpits. Everybody got them. And
I don't think it's even a clever statement. Opinions. You know, who said opinions are facts?
No one. Juice did.
Doesn't everybody say opinions are like assholes?
Yes.
Yeah. I like to keep it clean.
It up.
I keep everything clean except for my murder scene.
He's so classy.
The other day I was with my boys, watching
his boys?
The internet at a sports bar. And saw one TV and they had a softball game, playoffs of the girls' softball, NC2A. And Alabama was playing Texas. And
NC2A.
I think the pitcher for Alabama was black. And the leadoff for Texas was black. And I said, now that's something to celebrate, because when I was in school, those schools wouldn't allow blacks to play any sport. Lately, I saw where Kaepernick pointed out that the Bessie Ross flag was being used by some, you know, negative groups.
Negative groups.
I said, don't let the negative win. As far as I'm concerned, that flag represents the birth of
America.
Don't
let the negative win.
Hey, one shout out to a buddy of mine, Slungo in L.A.
He's against Kaepernick?
Get back to soon.
Can you imagine the pile of fans he just picked up?
Guys to beat.
He knows what he's doing.
Take care.
Take care, Juice.
Now watch this slice.
he just sided with people who like the Betsy Ross fan on shoes.
But he did
Betsy Ross flag.
He told Cap to, you know, keep it up. You're going to be all right.
Yeah, but he'd be negative.
You're going to be all right.
There goes his Nike deal. Do you know who else? You know, I know I don't want to get into birthday shout-outs, but you know who else is celebrating a special birthday today?
Tom Hanks?
Jody Arias, everybody. It's
Jody
birthday.
All right.
How old is she?
I have no idea.
Did somebody say Tom Hanks?
I did.
Okay, because last night I got in this ridiculous rabbit hole. Someone sent me a YouTube show with the host who was, you know, YouTube show.
Yeah.
Although it had hundreds of thousands of hits. Yeah. It was an hour and 25 minutes long, I think. And the guest was everyone knows, of course, Isaac Cappy.
Oh, Cappy.
Who is an actor who committed suicide a couple years ago. He's best known for strangling Paris Jackson.
Yes, yeah. Time out on that introduction of him. Did you watch the Alex Jones interview I sent?
I did not.
Because his introduction of Alex Cappy is phenomenal.
Can we play it?
Yeah, I'll find it. But he's okay, he's basically a big mainstream actor. He's been in a lot of supporting roles, a lot of mainstream roles.
He is in some movies.
Yeah, he's in Thor.
He was in Beer Fest. You remember when they went to go pick up the dude that was hanging out underneath the overpasses and he was, you know, sucking whatever for, you know, a nickel, ZJs. Well, Cappy was the guy that was stealing the quarters going, ooh, and that's what I remembered him from.
I didn't know who he was. I really didn't. Except that, well, why don't we play the introduction and sort of understand who he is. To me, he's the guy that accuses Steven Spielberg and Tom Hanks of being part of a Hollywood pedophile ring with Seth Green. And I got to tell you, I was watching YouTube and I'm going to let this go because it seems like every time I point it out, I feel like I'm obsessed. I just can't believe.
Give him a proper introduction, Drew.
Okay, thank you.
So, the globalists are trying to brainwash humanity, turn off our life force, turn off our survival instinct. Hollywood is their main weapon.
And while he said that, by the way, there's another guy to his right, to our left, who's just doing this, going, yep, that everything you said was totally normal and correct.
We're joined by Isaac Cappy, who's a pretty big movie star. He's been in a lot of big films, big supporting roles, a lot of starring roles.
About 135.
I'm not going to go over all the films he's been in. But he's coming out in this whole plethora of sex stuff happening and pedophile news and James Gunn and worshiping pedophilia.
Another pedophile news.
Worshiping pedophile. And 400,000 signatures or whatever saying rehire him. And he's saying, they've tried to induct me into this. So we appreciate him joining us, Isaac Cappy.
Great introduction, huh?
I don't know what that means, any of it.
That was the introduction.
Isaac say thanks?
Can we watch just a little bit of this?
Sure. You can play it, Brandon, so far on Facebook.
Suddenly I can see why people watch Alex Jones. There might be a bit of a hate watch humor there.
You were into Pizzagate. They thought you were funny. They knew you. They were teasing you. Sacha Baron Cohen might have been videoed as a joke. I mean, how do you know? What I'm saying is, when did he actually say something?
He said it at that conversation. We're already eating dinner, okay? So ask yourself, why would someone say we need to have a conversation about chicken?
I don't know how someone saying chicken is that. Go ahead.
Okay. So he's while we are already eating dinner, he says, we need to have a conversation about chicken. And I say, well, to be quite honest, when that hit me, I was like, this wave of dread. Because, like, I had, you know, I was like, they might be into this stuff.
Convincing.
They might be into this stuff. He confirmed that they are into children. I asked him if they were into sacrifices and stuff like that. He said they weren't. But, you know, he was already, you know, lying about other stuff. So who knows?
What in the hell are you talking about?
Trolling operation for Sacha Baron Cohen right now.
This is not a trolling operation. There are so many rumors about what's going on. I've been accused of working with Spielberg.
Question, Cappy. You're really good buddies. We looked it up. We didn't just believe you. With
the full one's out there for anybody who wants to hate watch it.
Why when I see Alex Jones, it looks like he's on a network set.
Oh, he's got a great studio.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Oh, sounds like you're...
Green screen.
Are you jealous?
I like what I see.
Good
it's cool the way he turns around and there's a screen, and I don't really watch Alex Jones.
He's got his yes man next to him, too.
I know. That's pretty cool.
Paid for by everybody who bought my super beta prostate.
Don't forget the bone broth.
Bone broth.
The bone broth built up quite a nice studio.
Sounds like you guys like what you see.
Looks like you're keeping your bod pretty tight.
Okay, anyway, I watched this thing. I couldn't believe I did. I watched for like 45 minutes.
Oh, my God.
As he talks about this Hollywood pedophile ring. And the thing that...
45 minutes.
I spent a full Jackson on it. The thing that stuck with me was that I'm just amazed. Here's this YouTube show. This guy makes money on YouTube. I assume, I believe he has advertisements.
Yeah.
And he is saying that these people, Seth Green in particular, his name came up so many times, are pedophiles. Don't you have any responsibility to have an iota of proof before you broadcast? I know it's not 1990 anymore. I get that.
You mean if you're YouTube?
Yeah, if you're anyone. He's broadcasting to hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah, I know.
Is that troubling to anyone else besides me?
I think it's very well.
I think we're so used to it.
That's this day and age.
No, I know, and I understand that we're all... we're conditioned to it. It's like mass murders or mass shootings. You know, it's just we're numb to it. But
we've talked about this before when someone goes on Twitter and accuses, you know, hashtag me too without any evidence.
I don't like that either.
Same difference. Yeah.
Yeah. But this is a pedophile ring. Steven Spielberg. These are very powerful people who have resources. I'm just amazed. I guess what bothers me, I feel like I'm the only one talking about this. Do you hear people saying, hey, this is crazy? This isn't journalism. This is just, I mean, you're just swabbing someone.
Well, I think originally it landed on the consumer to decide what was legitimate news and what was fake news. But now, I mean, people hear and watch what they want to watch. I mean, how do you know? How can you say maybe it's parody?
No, it's not parody. Well, it's absolutely not parody.
But like Alex Jones, you just said maybe that's a fun hate watch, but there's a lot of people that buy into exactly what he said.
Oh, no, I understand that. I do. And I'm not an Alex Jones fan at all. I don't like what he does. It bothers me. He really is, well, I you know, that's a very complicated conversation.
Go ahead and say it.
How many people believe Tom Hanks?
Tom Hanks. Everybody loves Tom Hanks.
You really believe that?
No, I don't believe it.
No one else does.
That's what I don't understand. You can just now, you can go on a show that hundreds of thousands of people watch, and you can say, Tom Hanks, Seth Green, and I've already said it three times now.
Nobody believes it.
I don't think they do, but look at all the people watching.
Some people do.
It's still slander. It's slander in every sense of the word.
They should sue him, although he's dead.
I wonder if... Because, you know, they make a big point of like, hey, Seth Green, he never says anything about it.
Oh, Lord.
And you do. There is a part of me that says, boy, if I was Seth Green, I think I would respond. Right. But then if you respond, are you just bringing more credibility to it?
If you don't respond, you make it sound weird, too.
I just think it's insane. And I don't want to keep talking
about who has all the answers
and what they do wrong, because there's a million things wrong, but this is really wrong.
I think Corey Feldman would have the answer if you would just name some names. But he refuses to name names.
It's interesting. I wonder why he doesn't.
Because the Wolf Pack is after him. Isn't that what he called the Wolf
Pack? He's not giving up his sources.
Isn't it just so weird that people live in these little worlds?
Yes.
And,
yeah. Oh, although, so watch, like, what's his name? Isaac what?
Cappy.
Watch Isaac Cappy talk about the abuse he alleges he endured versus, say, James Safechuck or who did, Wade Robeson, okay, and look at how they talk about the incident. It's very night and day.
Who did Isaac Cappy get abused by?
Well, he claims Spielberg and Seth Green, I thought those
Seth
were the two.
Seth Green is the same age as Isaac Cappy, isn't he?
I would think. Well, they might be a little older.
No.
He's not older?
He's older now.
I think a little older, but...
Seth Green's got a hot wife, too.
Who was it that said Charlie Sheen boo-fooed him when he was 13 or something? Remember that?
Was that Feldman?
Did somebody say Corey Haim was boo-fooed by Charlie Sheen when he was...
Didn't Feldman say that?
I think
that,
he maybe...
That pissed off Corey Haim's mom. At least we'll always have...
The movie Lucas?
At least we'll always have License to Drive.
But, true. Great movie. I would watch it again.
I would watch it, too.
I don't know. I just think it's really weird that you can say these things and there's an absolutely no... There's no cost to saying it. If you're wrong, you don't have to have real proof. I mean, there just used to be standards, and so I guess I'm just being an old person.
Maybe if it went further than that, then they'd stand up against them.
Yeah. How much further can you go than saying someone's a pedophile over and over and over?
But a lot of people don't know.
It's YouTube.
See,
I know, but when you're broadcasting, if we're talking about something where there were three viewers, I'd say it's different. But look at the views on these things.
Yeah. It's kind of like crowdsourcing, though, if you believe it, like the court of public opinion. Nobody believes this nut, so it doesn't really go very far, whereas people started to believe.
I think if you
publish something like that in a tabloid, if you said Spielberg, Green, Hanks, pedophiles, you would get sued.
Correct.
I mean, they have sued tabloids for far less. I mean, that's a wild accusation. That's a horrible thing. There are people, and you should see the comments, too, going, I knew Tom Hanks was a pedophile.
Wouldn't surprise me.
Be quiet.
I'm just kidding.
Talk about Hanks.
My mom
that
would
way.
Be so upset.
Everyone loves Tom Hanks, except for the fact that he only plays real people now.
Might as well talk about Tom Cruise, who is in the news today.
Not Tom Cruise or Tom Cruise?
No, Tom Cruise.
The real Tom Cruise. The real, yeah.
Because, and this is so weird, too, when I see this headline, I'm like, what? The daughter-in-law of Placido Domingo, the opera singer?
Yeah.
She was in Scientology for 22 years.
How'd she get out?
I think she got out and she talked her family out, too. Well, a lot of these stars are getting out of Scientology, which I'm amazed that any of them stay in, to be honest. That's just got to be one big fat brainwashing. Anyway, she gave quite an interview where she talks about how her kids and Tom Cruise's kids... The adopted kids with Nicole Kidman, that they were sort of raised at the same time. Their ages are very similar. And that when Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman split up, that her kids witnessed the indoctrination of his kids to basically leave Nicole Kidman out of their lives, declare her a suppressive person, and just how horrible it was that, she was not only a horrible Scientologist and suppressive person, but a terrible mother, and on and on and on. Then she gets into John Travolta, who she said tried to bring his son Jet back to life ordering the thetan back into his body.
Yeah, I remember that.
And doing an assist in the ambulance.
Yeah.
And that his wife, Kelly Preston, says that Jet's thetan is in their child, Ben, who was born after Jet died.
Oh, okay. Well, that makes total sense, right?
I know. Well, in their world, it does. Jada Pinkett is lying. When she said that she only dabbled in Scientology, Sam Domingo says that she recruited other celebrities, that she very actively recruited celebrities into Scientology, and also that Kirstie Alley had to beg 100 low-level Scientologists for forgiveness because she broke an ethics code when she drank wine.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Lord.
So, anyway, she's just going on and on.
Nice religion.
And that Nicole Kidman's and Tom Cruise's adopted kids were put in an isolated boot camp when they got divorced. So for this,
as part of this indoctrination.
To protect them?
No, I think just to focus them.
To keep them in Scientology.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And they're now poster children for Scientology. Oh, I guess there's recruiting pitches where they're using both of his kids.
That's great.
And the only other major thing in the story that was kind of interesting was she said that Tom Cruise's sister, I think her name's Marion.
Yeah, wasn't she his personal assistant for a long time?
She was, yeah. After he fired this great publicist who, remember when everyone loved Tom Cruise?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, she's the sister that became his publicist when everyone decided to hate Tom Cruise because he started.
Twelerates.
telling, you know, Matt Lauer how glib he was, and Brooke Shields shouldn't take certain drugs for postpartum because he knows better.
Oh, Tom.
Because he's read more. Anyway, she said that
Do you know what Adderall is? Do you know Ritalin? What? Do you know now that Ritalin is a street drug?
This gets funnier. Every time I hear it, it gets funnier to me.
It just sounds like he's that parent that realized kids are doing Ritalin on the street.
I know.
You don't know the history of psychiatry. I do.
Those drugs have been street drugs since, what, 1980?
Yes. Oh, my God, yeah.
What's Ritalin do to a...
I'm not so sure about that. I'll go find more information about it.
Ritalin calms down.
No. ADD. It speeds you up. It focuses kids, you. You're supposed to focus you.
Yeah. So what is this? How does that work as a street drug?
It gets you
like cocaine.
Up.
Yeah.
Get you.
Okay. Drugs aren't the answer.
People used to snort Ritalin like crazy when I was in college. Oh, so you're talking early 90s.
I knew some monster Ritalin people.
Yeah.
Oh my. This is pseudoscience.
But Tom Cruise just found out about it.
Do you know now that Ritalin is a street drug?
Yes, Tom. Everybody does. Everyone knows that.
Cruise's sister, anyway, was. You know, people in Scientology generally don't have much money.
Yeah.
Or much education, for that matter.
Well, yeah, because they're so in hard. Scientology.
Yeah, because they're on the Sea Org with a toothbrush cleaning shit all day. You know, child labor, 100 hours a week. So they don't have much time for school. Anyway, Tom Cruise's sister was selling discount rugs because she just didn't have much money.
Oh, great.
And she was told that she was embarrassing Tom by selling rugs and that they were going to find money for her, so she didn't have to do it.
Right? I got to agree with the Scientology people.
I kind of do.
He could have took care of his sister, for Christ's sake. Let her sell rugs.
He could have let her be out of Scientology, too. His mother was the last one to join, and they said that she was pretty much an SP if she didn't fully join Scientology, and she did.
Wait a sec. Cruz just learned something else.
Do you know what Adderall is? Do you know Ritalin?
Yeah, everyone knows what those are. Thanks, Tom.
He studied this. He knows more about it.
There is no such thing as a chemical imbalance. I've never agreed with psychiatry, ever.
Just like Hubbard.
It might work for millions of people, but Tom doesn't agree with it because he's an action star. End of assist.
I hate the way Matt Lauer kisses his ass in that interview. It's just disgusting.
You're glib.
It's Lauer.
Doesn't it really...
Lauer was always a pretty good
interviewer. He could be okay, but you know, there's always that person that's just a little too big to challenge, like a Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. Yeah, great.
I mean, look
point.
At that. Can you... I just can't get over it. And now it's becoming... Well, I don't even want to get into it.
You can get over it.
It's becoming a little bit political, and that bothers me. It's like, how could anyone take any side in this but just put that asshole away? Put him away.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just surprised more people aren't calling for Acosta to step down.
You know, Meghan McCain. I somehow felt like Jim South all of a sudden. Meghan McCain.
Your bikini.
So weird.
Bing diddy bong. Meghan McCain.
Pack your bikini.
She said she thinks that Alan Dershowitz should be off Fox News until they determine what he has done or not done.
Wow, that's a
being accused.
Interesting take.
I thought it was too.
That probably would be the right thing to do.
I think so too.
Why would it hurt them? And it would make them look like they're doing something good.
It would hurt him.
Who cares about him?
Yeah, I'm really not too worried about him. I've never been a big fan. I don't want him falsely accused of anything. Don't get me wrong, but there's an accuser who says she was passed along to Alan Dershowitz, and that same girl. And this is what I sent you that text today, Mark, that if I could go in a time machine, and I know I would regret this afterwards, I would like to go back in time to when the girl that was molested by Jeffrey Epstein dozens of times, I would go back to the time where she's in a picture with Prince Andrew, who has his arm around her. Yep. Why does he have his arm around?
To Tom, should I travel space?
Next thing you know, Drew goes back in time, and the next photo after that, it's Drew and somebody in that girl.
Yeah, with my arm around them in a picture.
Just because what happened. Maybe Andrew went back in time.
Why in the world would Prince Andrew have his arm around this girl that was molested repeatedly by Jeffrey Epstein? I'm not saying it means anything, but I don't know. It's weird.
We have actual audio of that picture, by the way.
Oh, good.
Okay, good. Now give me a little smile. Come on now. Okay.
All right. Okay. Cool.
And And the Jim South documentary was sent to us today. The second one on Jim South.
Okay, so the original drops were pulled from MTV's True Life, season one. One of the greatest seasons of any television series of all time. The season one was so good. But it was I'm a Porn Star, and that's where the Jim South came from. Somebody emailed, let me see who sent it. He should get proper credit. Anthony Pallara emailed the whole documentary, so I clicked on it, and it's a new documentary. It's called Fallen Angels. It's got probably one of the lowest budgets for any film ever made.
It is.
Drew's ragging on the...
I know, the graphics are really cheap.
But boy, is he all over this.
He is the gentleman creep. Because he says things in a way that it doesn't sound too gross, but what he's saying is gross.
Which paper did you see the ad in, please?
Which
and may I ask you your age?
18.
Do you have legal ID showing your age?
What's legal ID?
No, legal ID, like a birth certificate, a driver's license.
What's a driver's license?
A driver's license, what you would use to drive a car.
I don't drive.
Well, okay, let me run it down for you. What we do is that we're licensed to get you work with professional photographers. The majority of the work that we get is nude photographic modeling.
What?
The graphic pay modeling does run from $100 a day up to $1,500 a day, depending on who's shooting you. Would you want to make an appointment? Come in for an interview. I'll go over the shootings with you.
There's the forced choice clothes.
And then you can make a decision from that.
Can you just book me? When
No, you have to come in for an interview, honey. I can't book you if I don't know what you look like.
That's always getting hard. He's taking pictures of.
Good.
Look, that's a bad nude pose.
It's terrible.
How about that fence he's shooting in front of?
Give me something, maybe with a
lattice
foot on the stool. It shows the line sometimes.
Fake.
Okay.
You just want another reason to take a Polaroid.
Side profile showing the lines and the fanny real good
the
with
fanny
a very sexual expression on the face.
That's why he's the gentleman creep. The fanny.
Excited.
This is so awful.
Thanks, Gina, very much. She was a brunette, and she's changed her look totally. We feel that it will get her a lot more work if I circulate some of these Polaroids. And really get them to pose is good. They're very hot looking. Good shots, huh?
Yeah, definitely. I didn't think it turned out that good.
I'm really happy with the
Polaroids. I couldn't get that with anyone else, those Polaroids.
Gina
He's back on
Pitts,
the phone.
Who's now Gina Pick 2. You were going to use her. She had a feature movie that day. Now listen, she's bleached her hair, looks real good. She's got a great even tan. Doesn't even look like the same girl. Can I send her by to see you tomorrow?
Gross.
Okay. He wanted to use you anyway.
Gross.
Okay, sounds great.
Anyway. Well, then why does she have to go over there?
Thanks, Ted.
He wanted to use her when she was grosser.
Customer set. Right. With your change, you'll get work.
South should have upcharged him now that she looks
totally
better.
Look.
Oh, yeah.
He's happy. Jim South is amazed.
Hello?
Oh, two new chicks just walked in the office.
They don't sound like runaways based on the giggling.
Runaways.
Give us a little flash.
He just had this chick flash him. Get out your Polaroid, South.
Yeah.
Jim,
what?
I need some work.
Oh, my God.
Paul Carrera, Swedish erotica, is supposed to start shooting maybe this weekend. He didn't give me a hello?
Not this weekend. I'm not going to be gone this weekend.
Put a zipper in it for a minute.
Ooh!
He said, my
that's a South Lane is goon hand down. Put a zipper
okay,
in it.
He's supposed to start shooting this weekend, but he didn't get. Hello?
Wait,
you
I
won't
can,
remember
I
unless you watch. But yeah, but with you hearing me. Anyway, I may have work for you this weekend.
Oh, I don't want to work Sunday.
Oh, good, Elizabeth.
I don't.
You just said you wanted to work this weekend. Sunday is the weekend, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth, wake up.
The lights are always on.
Nobody's home.
Come on, baby.
You could kill a wet dream. I love you, but you could.
You could kill a wet dream?
What?
Oh, good. Let's see, you don't want to work. You don't want to work.
Put us to work.
We'll work.
You got we got a deal.
The market has changed. The magazines are pickier. One day you'll get a call for a blonde. The next day you'll get a call for a brunette. There is always a demand for busty girls within reason.
Busty girls?
In other words, a girl that's
yeah, way ahead of the curve.
He's got big titties.
He's like stuck in the mid-60s.
Work in the business. But again, the newer the girl is, the easier it is to get her work.
Okay.
All right, here's
what
a new chick came in the office.
What I do to do this, Kim, is I help you get work with professional photographers and producers. I make sure that you're paid immediately after the shooting. Now, you did understand that most of the work is nude, right?
Most of the work is nude.
When I get your work, a full day is up to 7 hours. Now, 7 hours is the maximum.
Wait, I got to pause.
Wait, that's as long as you can be nude?
You got to see his price sheet.
Look at the price sheet.
It's in magic marker.
It's handwritten in Sharpie inside a plastic sleeve.
Wait, is it laminated? Maybe it's
not even laminated.
It's in a Ziploc. It's in a Ziploc, isn't it?
Hairstyling, nails if you needed it. Lunch, the whole shebang. Okay.
Wow. They provide lunch?
Now, the two different type shootings we have single
looks like you're
girl,
keeping your body
you
pretty tight.
Alone, like you see in Penthouse. We also have simulation.
There
like
he is pushing Penthouse.
Simulation is where you're shooting with someone else. You look like you're doing something, but you're not.
Oh,
in other
okay.
words, there's no sex.
Well, that makes it okay.
It's where you're touching. You look as if you're making love, but you're
making
not.
Love.
Okay, you can do just single girl, or you can do both.
He's the gentleman creep.
Both,
he really
do
is.
Get a lot more work. It's
very
a lot
nice man.
Get you work.
What
if
Jim
totally
Sal is on
decision.
Twitter?
He's a lovely
How's
man.
How's it sound to you, Kim?
Let me check.
Very good.
Okay. Are you interested in doing just single girl?
Now the last step, Kim, is I got
to
take pictures with my Polaroid.
Okay, well, what I have to do is I have to get a Polaroid picture
of
it so that when the photographer comes in, they
Gross.
Look at the picture in the books, they pick you for shooting.
And
so
I take him home and
I
beat off wildly.
Of you in the studio right in there?
Sure.
Okay. Let me get you to go. Just make a left right into the studio, disrobe, and holler, Jim.
Disrobe.
Okay? Thank you.
Not
I
get naked. Disrobe.
And I find that the training that I
That's
got selling insurance,
say.
Going up to people cold, even in this business, helps a lot. Because you're selling girls on modeling. You're trying to explain to girls that they can trust you.
But she already came in.
Disrobing.
That's true. Not, isn't that hard of a sell?
Messed up for the last 6 months.
Oh, great.
Surprise.
I just moved back into town a couple days ago, and I was looking for a job. And with school being out now, it's really hard to find a regular job.
Her voice is very attractive.
So right now, all I want is to make good money
okay.
so I can get a house
that's,
for my son.
That's nice.
My son's
oh,
name is Justin.
I would recommend double penetration if you're trying
He's
to make money.
He's 15 months old.
Oh, great. She's 15-month-old.
She brought the son with her.
Oh, by the way, the 15-month-old is just in a diaper, no clothes.
I know.
About a year and a half now. And he's never seen Justin.
Good guy, though.
Hey, what crime do you think Justin's
Fine,
committed
sure
by now?
Great question.
Give me a shot of you standing close to the stool with your right foot on the bottom ledge.
I feel bad saying that, but I think the odds are in my favor.
Put a hand on the hip. Now throw the shoulders back to show the bust, and I'll be standing right over there taking the Polaroid. Okay? Thank you.
Oh, that's the worst pose.
Okay, hand on the hip. All right, now twist a little bit more
oh,
around
here, here comes
way.
Again. He's about to get hard. Ready?
Okay, now give me a smile. Watch the birdie.
Watch the birdie.
Okay, come on. Oh. That's good like that. And give me a smile. Come on. There we go.
Smile doing it makes my face fat.
Face fat. Okay. Go ahead and get dressed. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, now that you're finished.
90% of the time, it's money. I mean, I even get them on the phone to say, look, I'm not really that hot to do nude modeling, but I'm really desperate
find
to sell
really?
Right now for many
Did
different reasons.
You find
reasons.
South on Twitter?
No.
Over the
years, he's only got an ad in 9,000 papers. He's not that hot to do nude modeling. But
every time he talks to someone on the phone, his first question is, now what paper did you see it in?
Yeah, because he's got a zillion ads.
He wants to know if he's getting his money's worth
exactly,
on his
Exactly. That's the most
89
important
89 and he's still doing it.
Fallen Angels is the documentary. It's really, we jumped around in it a lot. There's some good stuff. Hog's in it, the hedgehog.
Yeah, Hog is in it. He thinks he's hot, too.
That was definitely.
What year was this? What year was this?
This documentary? Looks, I don't know.
Is it 90s, maybe? Early 90s?
Oh, God, no. This is, I'm just
oh, is it older
early
than that?
80s.
Oh,
80s
okay.
At the earliest.
Yeah, Hog doesn't look overweight.
Yeah, he was
No, he's hairy as hell, though.
He was in good shape back in the 80s.
All right, I got to tell you that if you've had less than desirable experiences with dealerships in the past, our favorite dealership on the planet, Zod Ford & Holly, is here to erase those crappy memories and make sure you have a ball buying or leasing of ball buying. You have a ball buying or leasing your next newer pre-owned car, truck, or SUV.
These nuts!
A ball buying.
I said the same thing yesterday. To put it frankly, working with our friends and studio sponsors at Zot Ford is the way a dealership experience should be, world-class. Plus, Zot Ford's parts and service department is ready and waiting to save all of our listeners 10% off their next visit to Holly. And don't forget to take a selfie with the life-size Hulk Hogan statue in the showroom. Take a ride in the leather massage chairs or just sip some fresh brewed coffee or snack their hot movie-style popcorn. No matter how you slice it, Zot Ford loves their listeners and their customers. So go visit them. Be sure to tell them and even all of us sent you and say hi to Gabara. And wait, what's his name?
Gary.
Yeah. Or Stacy. Stacy's still there, isn't she? Or any of the Oakland County's hottest sales staff, which no longer includes Thomas A. Mazzaway, who has gone out on his own.
I'm on my own.
Is this the summer of Maz officially?
It's the summer of Maz.
How many pool days have you had?
Probably about four or five so far.
Yeah. Look at his tan. Look how tan Maz is.
Hey, it was a good run.
It was a good run.
It was a good run. Thanks to everybody.
Why did it end?
It just was time.
Because the pool's in?
Once the pool got in, that was it. That's all I needed.
Was the pool a factor?
No. The pool was not a factor.
Okay. All right.
No factor.
Corrective eye surgery is one of the greatest lifestyle improvements and breakthroughs of the century. In fact, LASIK is one of the safest surgeries in all of medicine. It's changed the lives of millions by allowing them to get 20/20 vision or better without the hassle and poor performance of glasses and contacts. Dr. Yaldo, our Red Shovel sponsor, is the most experienced and honored eye surgeon in Michigan. 30,000-plus people have gotten a state-of-the-art custom LASIK procedure. Most have gotten better than 20/20 vision. How about that? Takes a few minutes. It's painless. You get through all those contacts and glasses in the garbage. And then the multifocal lens implants for people 45-plus forever frees you from your hated reading glasses. One more time.
How about that?
Yeah, how about that? No more reading glasses along with precision, far vision. With the multifocal lens implants and no cataracts. You got nothing to lose by seeing Dr. Yaldo for a free evaluation. You should get an eye exam every 2 years anyway. Tell them Drew and Mike sent you for additional discount. And they do have the lenses if you just want to get new glasses like intern Joe from No BS News. Call 800 Call 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to YaldoEyeCenter.com.
How about that?
Barney was at the ribbon cutting for the new toilet seat.
Oh,
museum.
That's right. Yeah. Good for you, Barney.
Lori Matasho.
Yeah.
Matasho?
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I've never heard anyone say the name out loud, but yeah.
Lori, I don't know. She must be an internet lunatic. She always finds this stuff, and she sent it to me, and I was like, oh my God, there's Barney at the ribbon cutting.
The king of the commode.
Barely standing, it looks like. I mean, he's like 97.
Yeah.
Did they get him a high toilet to sit on?
Did he rake the leaves while he was there?
I hope not. Oh, that poor guy. Anyway, but he's really happy. So good for Barney. How about that?
Yeah.
Hey, there's a couple of new videotapes today, and I know that this is a radio show, but I got to tell you, two videos were just mind-boggling today, one of them being Malik McDowell and his DUI arrest. And hold on for a second on that one, because this story is really interesting to all of us, because it was 5 years ago on 105.1 when we came in and there was a story that Dave Rexroad did.
Mm-hmm.
Is it Dave Rexroad?
No.
Joe Rexroad?
Joe
Rexroad, yeah. About Malik being recruited and about him wanting to go to Michigan State. And his mother, Joya, did not want him to go to Michigan State. And nobody could understand, Michigan State's got a smoking team right now. They were sending all these defensive players to the NFL. I think Shalique Calhoun had just been...
She was very outspoken.
Were you mixing him with Dave Rex Roth?
He was.
I think I was. Yeah, you're right. I knew there was something going on
it
there.
It didn't sound wrong when you said it.
No, it was Joe.
So Joe wrote the story about all this going on, and the next day was going to be the decision day. So, and he sounded like he absolutely wanted to go to Michigan State, and she had some horrible problem with Michigan State. So naturally, these Michigan State people start hammering her in the comments, and she starts responding to the comments. Like one guy, she says, "Too bad your mother didn't swallow your ass."
Oh, man.
Well, that was one of them. Yeah. And Derry was talking about it on his show. And she called in after about an hour, just livid, tore him a new ass. And
off air, though, right?
Off air. Yeah, and I remember saying, did you put her on the air? And he said, no, I didn't. She was really upset. So I was like, well, maybe we can get her talk on our show. Yeah. And we did. We called her, and she was really very nice, I thought. Generally, I just listened to it again. Yeah.
She was very passionate, obviously.
She was very passionate. Yeah. I really didn't understand what was going on. I don't think I ever did.
Someone wronged her, that's for sure.
Well,
she clearly and incorrectly doesn't trust her son's decisions.
Yeah, but, you know, it was about the gripe that she pointed out was the defensive line coach at Michigan State had not put anyone in the NFL. And Malik wanted to be in the NFL, and so that was what's important. Now, we all know that's not why you go to college. Mm-hmm. And the chance of being a high draft pick when you're a senior in high school, how many great players senior year in high school who are highly recruited end up in the NFL? I don't know. You know, some definitely do.
Yeah.
For sure.
She had faith in her boy.
She did. And she was right, as it turned out, because she was wrong about Michigan State because he did go there, and he was supposed to be a top five pick going in his junior year. He ended up going number 35 to the Seattle Seahawks.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, she described to us something terrible happening there and also something terrible happening at Ohio State. But she said, Ohio State, we resolved that. We worked it out. But at Michigan State, we didn't resolve it. And all I could think of was, wait, these people are dying to have him play there. What in the world did they do to this woman?
Maybe she knew about Larry Nassar or something before us.
I don't think so.
Okay. Throwing it out there.
There was a rumor that the Michigan State players had said, oh, don't worry about going to class. You don't have to do that. I don't know if that was true or not. But anyway, the interesting thing about Malik McDowell is that the athletic Michael Sean
Duggar
he DM'd me on Twitter and said he's doing a big long-form piece on Malik McDowell, and he knew that we had talked to his mother, and so he wanted to talk about it. So yesterday he called me, and we talked. I listened to it. Brandon found the interview.
Yeah.
So I listened to the whole thing. Did anybody else listen to it?
I listened to parts of it when I was chopping it up for you.
Uh-huh.
I didn't quite understand what the issue was.
It didn't make any sense.
We never.
I mean, they're going to be rude to this great recruit's mother. It didn't make any sense. She said at one point that she didn't want him to be around his friends, but then she said, "But Michigan was fine." Well, Michigan's closer than Michigan State, so I don't know if I understood that either, and I'm not really sure.
But in hindsight, do you think she was really just maybe he was making a decision she didn't feel he was ready to make, or do you think there still was something that they were mistreated?
I cannot believe they were
mistreated. Maybe someone else was offering her something that Michigan State wasn't. It's pretty simple.
Well, that was what the accusation was, and she addressed that and said that's absolutely not true. Who knows? But it was what I found.
I don't believe that. By the
intriguing
way.
About this was that he goes to Michigan State. He's really supposed to be a very high pick. He drops in the draft to 35. Still makes 35 ain't bad. He got a nice contract, $1.6 million in bonus money, and I don't know what he's paid. Anyway, he's in an ATV accident before he ever plays a down.
Yep.
And he misses the entire season, and there was some debate as to would he ever be healthy enough to play football. And Drew Rose now says, yes, he is. But in the meantime, he gets a DUI, gets in a fight with the officer who is going to arrest him for DUI, and then just the other day, they found a stolen Ford F-150 in his garage that he said he paid someone on the street $3,000 for.
He can't turn down a good bargain
that. Well, that's a good deal.
Hell of a deal, but unfortunately for him, they followed the GPS to his garage.
Well, yeah.
Shucks. That damn Ford Pass app.
So, talking to Sean Michael, I don't know what to call him. Sean Michael, Michael Sean, Michael.
He's got a hyphenated first name.
Mr. Duggar. Probably 30 years younger than me. I'm not going to call him Mr. Duggar.
Mr. D.
I said, so it's over for this guy, right? You know, that's why you're doing the story. And he said, yeah, I think it's probably over for him. It's a terribly sad story, and I really wanted to do a long piece on it. And I think he's a great subject. But here we are 5 years later, only 5 years since that conversation with his mother, when he was trying to decide what college to go to, and it's over.
Yeah, she warned us during that interview. Here's a clip from it.
And in 5 years, you're going to be blown away.
I mean, doesn't it seem amazing that it's done?
We talked to him when he was a freshman in high school. I'm, excuse me, a senior in high school. He's got, you know, this such an
incredible
career ahead of him. And here we are now, and it's completely over. It's done. Did he even play a down?
No. In the NFL? No.
Never.
Not one, because he was in that accident. And that's why they...
Oh, my.
Brandon, again, facing the board.
What is wrong
He turned
with
his
you?
Ass to the microphone.
It was the television. I'm sorry.
He was going for the trajectory.
I'll edit it out.
To the microphone.
I'm sorry.
No, you won't edit it out. You're going to boost it up.
Can you edit out the
and
smell?
I'm glad you'll boost it, as you want to do so many times.
It's a serious story.
Is that the first thing you do after the show is find that fart and boost it? Because it's kind of...
Well, first he listens to it to relive it.
Well, true. I'll be working on the notes on this, and I'll hear this. What's so funny? Oh, nothing. What are you laughing about? And then you crank it. You're very proud of him. And you should be. I'm not saying you shouldn't be.
I didn't mean to derail the conversation.
Fake!
Sorry, guys.
Anyway, he was in an ATV accident, which means, you know, there are certain things in these contracts that you're not supposed to do off the field.
Void your deal. Yep.
And he voided his deal, essentially. I guess they paid him his first year. And they're suing him now to get his bonus back.
Oh, no. Just leave him alone.
Although, I guess...
No, don't leave him alone. Fuck him. Oh, get the money back.
It's hard not to feel... I mean, this guy is an immature... He's a child. He's a big, giant child. He's like 6'7". He's huge. And, I think, actually, they said, you can have half the bonus. We want the other half back. Mm-hmm. And they've received not a dime.
Well, gee.
And I don't think they will.
Been spent.
Oh, yeah.
Although he's very prudent in his spending. I mean, he only spent $3,000 on sweet truck.
Yeah. Couldn't he throw that truck in as part of the bonus?
He should have given that to the Seahawks.
How much is a Raptor? How much is a Raptor?
It's like $75,000.
Those are the most expensive trucks.
I know. So if you can get one for $3,000,
wouldn't
you? It
was stolen from a Ford lot that's like a pre-dealership lot.
Well, he didn't know that. He just knew it was $3,000.
I know. It was a deal. He knew a deal when he saw one. So today, TMZ led with the story about his DUI arrest, where he gets in a fight with his cop. And I got to tell you, this video
in Southfield,
on 12 Mile in Southfield, as Mark pointed out, you've been there.
It could have been me.
I've been there too. It could have been me. Yeah.
They just repaved their whole lot. That's
I did
very
not
nice.
Know that.
Yeah,
I can't wait to see it. I want to walk. I'm definitely plan to go in there and ask the person working there. Are you the guy that was behind the counter when this happened? Should we call them?
Why not?
We should.
Could.
Why not?
Did they get to write off all those chips?
Oh, no. Man.
He
oh, my God.
On the chips.
Every display is knocked over. This fight just knocked over all the stuff in the store.
Not only were those displays knocked over, but when he wouldn't get on the ground, and they were in the second officer arrives, the female officer, and he's just like rolling around in a pile of chips. I'm like, those chips are ruined.
They are.
Okay. By the way, you got this cop who looks like he's about 5 feet tall next to
right.
Malik McDowell.
Anyone looks small against McDowell.
Yeah, he looks so tiny, and it's like, I can't believe
that's
he is fighting this guy.
Insane.
Yeah, it was really. And so
Malik's
then
lucky he didn't get shot.
He's calling for, he reached for the other cop's gun. Did you see that?
Oh, he has the taser in his hand at one point. Malik has the taser.
Anyway.
He tased him like 100 times. Nothing affected him.
It made him stronger.
He's calling for backup, and I'm like, where's the backup? Oh, my God, this poor cop.
They're probably stuck at that intersection.
And that's true. That's a really slow intersection.
It's the worst intersection in the world.
But the cop walks in, and it's a chick!
Oh.
Yeah, but she jumped on board.
I know she did. He reached for a gun immediately.
Yeah, he had his hand on her gun.
I was expecting like Jack Reacher to come in and just take charge. She kind of just sauntered in and then helped out.
I don't mean to be sexist, but did anybody else besides me go, oh, no, it's only a chick?
I said that.
Everyone did, Drew.
Okay. I just want to know if it was just me.
We have this.
And I think she's got incredible bravery
and
to go
balls,
in there.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I wanted to see a big dude come in
there. I
wanted
to see Jack Reacher come in and kick
Reacher
some ass.
Reacher would have been cool. Yeah. Oh, my
a
God.
A RoboCop.
So let's take a look at this.
All right. I do have the bid bell out.
Wait, yeah, what's the over?
TMZ got me so pissed, by the way, watching the story, because somebody said... wait, let me see. I know
I haven't counted them yet, but Malik McDowell repeats one phrase over, and I think the over. I think the over under. I'm going to count them.
All right, you count them.
I'm going to place the over under on about 35.
I'll go over.
You're going to go over.
Yeah,
that's real close.
What are you going to say, Brandon?
I'm going to say over.
You're going to go over?
Yeah. I'm going to say over.
If you play from the beginning when he's at the
car.
Let
me start over. Let's
it's going to be over.
Let's do 42 and a half over under.
Under.
Okay.
Someone's got to root for the under.
That's a good call.
I will.
I'll take the over.
Okay.
I think you could have said it more than 40 times.
I'll take the under. I'll get the bid bell ready. So.
All right.
Here's.
Let me get a piece of paper to write.
Have a seat in your car, sir.
216 10-5.
Have a seat in your car.
Can you get the number for the store, Brandon?
Sir.
Yeah.
Have
you? I'm up at the Marathon 12 in Southfield.
Marathon 12 in Southfield.
It's a great location.
What kind of car is he driving there? He doesn't have the
F-150.
Yeah, it looks like a Grand Cherokee.
You got registration insurance on it?
Looks newish.
He didn't shut his back wiper.
No, you don't. I need your license.
I need your supervisor.
Supervisor's not on right now, man.
So what you?
I'm the officer in charge.
What you pulling me up for?
For going about 60 down Southfield, and then you just spun out right there.
No, I haven't.
I just saw you, and it's on camera. I need your license, registration, insurance.
You need to show me some proof. I need your insurance.
Sir.
I need your peoples.
Sir.
I need your supervisor.
Sir,
I just said I need your supervisor.
I am the supervisor, sir.
Okay, I need another supervisor.
You're not going to get them. You either give me your license or you get going cuffs.
I need a supervisor.
Sir, I'm going to ask you two more times.
I'm going to ask you one more time. I need a supervisor.
I need license, registration,
that isn't a question,
insurance.
That was a statement.
I need
a supervisor.
I told you there isn't a supervisor. I am the supervisor.
Okay, so where have I been pulled over for?
216.
So where have I been pulled over for? Where have I been pulled over?
I just told you, speeding and you spun out right there.
I spun out because it's fucking snowing.
Exactly. You're going too fast for conditions.
Okay.
All right. I need your license.
Okay, and I need a supervisor. You can give me a supervisor, right?
That counts.
You can give me a supervisor?
Yep, I'll get you.
I'll give him here right here.
All right.
Give him a supervisor. You not getting my license.
Have a seat in your car.
Okay, give me a supervisor.
Have a seat in your car.
It's going to be under.
Put your hands behind your back.
Now he's going into the store.
Oh, he says a lot when he's on the stomach.
Put your hands behind your back. You're going to get tased. You're going to get tased. Get down. Get down.
Pause
get down.
Second.
On the ground.
Okay.
Wow.
At this point, I'm watching TMZ today. It's the lead story. I mean, it's an incredible video to watch. Yeah. And he's a first round pick. He should have been a first round pick.
He's a disaster.
Total disaster. It's just an interesting story. Was it Kanye that said that he shouldn't have tased him?
Oh, bullshit.
It wasn't Kanye. It was the guy with.
Was it Harvey?
The man bun guy?
Was it Charles? Del Body?
No, it wasn't Del Body.
Not the man bun guy. The man bun guy wouldn't have said that.
Was it Raquel?
No, it wasn't Raquel.
Harvey said he shouldn't have followed him into the store.
Yeah, Harvey said he should have let him go in the store and gotten back up.
Mm. Well,
which,
in hindsight,
it's so easy. Yeah. This is what I love about all these police experts. It's so easy to be a cop when a 6'7 guy is drunk off his ass and not cooperating.
And you're watching the video.
And by the way, I don't know why this has been lost. Maybe it's just like journalistic standards, and maybe I'm just not with the times, but this idea that you always do what the police officer tells you, it seems to be a very lost concept.
It's a lost art.
But I think there's a lot of people that don't believe it's true. That don't believe, no, it's their fault. If you don't obey the cop, then whatever happens could still be the cop's fault, even if it's close. The cop should always be perfect, but you can do whatever you want. You can drive away. You know, you can try to run a cop over. Cop's the one that always has to be, 100% right.
Malik just wanted to see the supervisor. That's all.
But I could not believe at this point they said, he's just sitting there. He can't do anything. He's just sitting. He's telling him to get on his stomach, and he won't get on his stomach. And he just fought him. They just tore up the entire store.
They tased the hell out of him.
He should have. He should have tased him more. I'm kind of surprised he gets shot, to be honest.
He's lucky.
I would have been scared shitless of this guy.
Yeah. That cop's got some balls.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
And they mentioned chips. That the taser really didn't work because of how much clothing Malik is wearing.
Yeah.
Okay. So go ahead. We got a lot of dings so far. I wonder how many it is.
Right now?
Yeah.
You got 16.
That's ooh, all?
Yeah. Way under.
We're just about over halfway, so let's see.
Oh, but there's going to be a torrent of
There's a bunch coming.
On the fucking ground! Get down! On your stomach! On your stomach!
216 priority.
I said I need a Super Bowl.
On your stomach, or you're gonna get tased! On your fucking stomach! You're gonna get tased! You're fixing to get tased! You're fixing to get tased, dude! Don't fuck with me!
Hey, you tell me!
Get on the ground!
I need a Super Bowl.
Get on the ground!
He's closing good.
Get on!
Stop getting
you're gonna get tased, bro! You're getting tased! Three! Taser!
I need a
taser,
super
taser,
taser,
taser, taser!
I need a Super Bowl.
Uh-oh.
216,
taser,
boy. I said I need a fucking Super
Bowl.
Oh, now you just...
Get up! Get out of the ground!
I need a
taser.
I need a Super Bowl.
Sounds like a drop at this point.
I need a supervisor.
Get out of the ground!
I need a supervisor. I need a supervisor.
He never changes tone.
Get out of the ground!
I'm gonna get on the ground. You're not gonna shoot me. I need a supervisor.
I didn't realize this thing.
I need a supervisor.
Drop the gun!
Those poor chips. There's one. Muffled one. That's enough. Oh, here comes help, finally. Oh, God, it's a chick. Oh, man! Oh, he's getting tired.
Right fucking now. I need a Super Bowl.
Go my car.
Get my car.
Pause for a second.
Oh. I need a Super
Bowl. Put him in the back, Mike.
This one's yours.
That's it.
Oh!
Wow. And the total...
Ready?
Yeah.
58 times.
Oh! Oh my God, really?
58 times.
Wow.
I need a supervisor.
I love
that's a drop.
It is.
It sounded like a drop, whoever was.
He went down. He went down with the ship.
It'd be
with
a
that
great
supervisor.
Drop to use with the IRS calls and that. Oh, we have a call, by the way. Maybe we can use it today.
Well, we have some student loan calls that we can
yeah,
try.
Yeah, that's right.
Jesus. 58. That was some clothes he
what a
made.
Dick, though, man.
Wow, I'm so glad I took the over.
When did this, so? I backed off. I backed off.
I feel bad as an odds maker to be so low. It's terrible. When did this happen? And I know it happened. Obviously, when it was fucking snowing out.
I think it was. It was just this past winter, wasn't it? Like January, February.
So what happened with this case? Like
you got a DUI.
That's it.
Resisting arrest.
That's it.
I know. Isn't that amazing when you think about that? Resisting arrest. That's resisting arrest. That's almost killing a cop. No, I mean, he attacked him. He got up off his back and attacked this cop. Although, he grabbed his gun.
Oh, the size
to grab her gun.
Was he a first-time offender?
The taser in his hand.
He had to have been a first-time offender.
Two counts of felony assault, Drew.
Hasn't he been in an assault case before?
I don't know.
Maybe not.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. But well, I declare that cop a badass.
I tell you, the whole...
Two misdemeanors and two felonies.
This whole story just makes me sad because I went back and listened to that call and just, you know, hearing this mother talking about going to the NFL. And, you know, I remember thinking at the time that, yeah, he's a great player. I wish she was more interested in getting this guy an education. And
yeah,
it just sounded... I just thought of how warped this guy is and was... Because from the minute he passed 6 feet tall, I'm sure they just told him, you're the greatest, you're the greatest, you're the greatest. More than he said, I'm a supervisor, I need a supervisor.
Easy over
and,
there.
And it fucks your head up.
He became entitled.
Yeah, he did. Of course he did. How could you not? I don't know how. I don't know how as many football and basketball players have their heads on straight as do. I mean, honestly, if you can keep your head on straight through all that recruiting and all that... You're the greatest. Oh, my God. Come here, please. We need you. And then the NFL business, the draft, and all the fan adulation and the million Twitter followers and the highlight films. Tom, if you can keep your head straight after all that, you are one exceptional human being.
Wasn't his high school teammate Lawrence Marshall who went to Michigan, weren't they like best friends? Does anybody remember that or am I just...
I think that came up in the phone call.
Did it?
I think it did.
Because he stayed at Michigan an extra year and I think he's a free agent, like undrafted free agent somewhere. It's just like how can these two guys go, you know, pretty much the same path and then just separate?
Well, it's not because one went to Michigan. I know that much.
Well, that's what I was implying. No, that's not what I meant. I don't care which way they went. It doesn't seem odd though. Same high school, similar upbringings.
Well, one of them is a giant star out of high school.
The lesser athlete is the one that's still playing.
Well, and how often does that happen?
Marshall's a big recruit.
It happens so often where somebody's got their head on straight and they work hard and they get the best, they get the most out of their talent, and then you get guys that just throw it away, like Johnny Manziel. I mean,
he's going to be a Rain, or he was a Rain. He's going to be back in court at the end of this month.
Maybe McDowell will get a shot in another league.
You got to imagine, he's 23 years old.
I really don't care what happens.
I hope
if he plays
jail.
In the XFL or what. Who cares? Get his head on straight. Meanwhile,
and by the way, get him a supervisor.
Yeah,
I'm
please.
Just sick of hearing him.
Only like six people there. Do you mean to tell me he didn't believe any of them were a supervisor?
Didn't the officer at one point say, "I am a supervisor"?
Yes, he did.
He's like, "Give me another supervisor.
Give me your supervisor."
What, you want the president?
He was very focused.
On the phone?
Yeah. He's a lot more focused than you might think.
Yeah.
All right. The Hall Financial Hotline will be open momentarily. We're going to try the store and see. I wonder how well put back together it was, or how much damage there was. Big insurance claim.
Well, it's been a while. I think they caught up by now.
Maybe we can even get the clerk, hopefully.
That would be great.
But first, our beloved studio sponsors and friends at Zott Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInTheD.com are in the middle of their Jeep Celebration event, and they're excited for you to be a part of it. During Zott Jeep Celebration event, lease a new 19 Jeep Compass Limited at just $188 a month. You can also lease a new 19 Jeep Grand Cherokee for just $277 a month. Or if you fancy yourself more of a Ram truck type, how about leasing a new 19 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 as low as $169 a month? How about 0% financing on all new 2018 Ram heavy duties in stock? As you can see, Zott Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram is kicking off this hot summer with a bang. So take advantage of these great deals right now from our studio sponsors, DealsInTheD.com. But specifically at Zott Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. But of course, you can go to DealsInTheD.com and find the price of virtually any vehicle you might want. Hall Financial is a top mortgage company in Michigan for client service. Big supporters of our show. Lower payments, better option, more personal attention, as David Hall tells us over and over. And it is so true. I talked to Scott Kunith, who listed another house.
Really?
Actually, he's had two recent listings, one near you, Maz, St. Clair Shore.
Hopefully it's not flooded.
Oh, no. And he had one in Madison Heights. He sold one 4 hours after he listed it.
Good
he sold
him.
The other, I think, the first day.
Well, he just got back from Italy. He's got to make some money.
I know. He's doing really well, doing a great job.
He said, my first
day. I wonder if he's hiring.
No, I don't think he's retiring.
Okay. No, hiring, I said.
Oh, hiring. I don't know about that.
Why, do you know someone who wants to work?
I do.
Who?
Just be quiet, Mark.
I said wants to work.
Mind your business.
Mind your business. Do we have the Mind Your Business drop? I used to love that drop.
Mind Your Business.
That guy was
those
talking,
drops are so
talking
good.
To a drop. talking to
no,
a drop.
The only one I have is
Mind Your Own Business, Brandon.
Yeah. Oh.
He was talking
no,
to
it's
Farley.
It's Marky Mark in
Oh, that one.
Yeah, Mind Your Business.
Oh, yeah. From Boogie Nights?
I think the bass is taking away it. From the
Was that Scotty?
Superstar.
Was that Scotty and him and
Yeah.
And,
yes. Yeah, from what's the porno movie?
Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights. Yeah. Boogie Nights. There's so many good drops in it. Anyway, David Hall, I don't know if he's a fan of Boogie Nights or not. Should be. Great movie. But anyway, they do offer lower payments, better options, more personal attention. They'd love to hear from you. They'd love to do a refi. Scott Kunith has sent them. His last three people have financed through
Hall.
And he said they two of them were first-time buyers, and they held their hand from beginning to end. And he said what he thought was different about Hall Financial is that one person sees you through. And in many cases, he said, you're not sure who to call because there's two or three people in the chain. And it just – he had great things to say about Hall Financial. As I just never hear a bad word about him. It's amazing. Go to drewandmike.hallfg.com. They're doing a lot of refis, saving people a lot of money. Or you can go to our website, Drew and Mike Show. Click the link. They'll get back to you in no time. Hall Financial, NMLS number 1467435.
Do me a favor. Just mind your business, please.
There it is.
What the fuck?
It's a poor great Scotty.
Job. Just wanted to hang out with him.
Wasn't that was a great role, wasn't it?
Was.
Wasn't Didn't the guy say it to Chris Farley drops with the...
yes, he
I guess
did.
Yes. What?
Was I imagining that? Or
no, you're right.
I think I might have the quote. I don't know. I might have the quote wrong.
Is it, mind your business?
Yeah, he says it really like, it under his breath.
Hall Financial Hotline is open, by the way, here in the DealsInTheD.com studios. So we can find out if the Malik McDowell destroyed Marathon store has a witness. Has the room been put back together?
Should call the Lay's potato chip guy to see if he had to refill all those potato chips.
Or if they got to write them off.
Yeah.
Wow, there's like 100
yellow bags
crushed.
Can't roll around in a bunch of chips.
It could be better made. They have yellow packaging, too.
Oh, come on.
Calling a gas station during rush hour, though.
Oh, believe me, they're fine. They just repaved their parking lot.
Compliment them on their parking lot.
Oh, well.
Might have been last summer they did it, but still. Looks nice.
Oh, I'm so bummed. I mean, as if it was a really big get. The clerk at Marathon.
A big get.
You know, I could just drive up there.
Why don't we call Joya McDowell?
Marathon.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi, this is the Drew and Mike Show calling. We're calling to find out if the store... We just saw the tape of Malik McDowell in the cop getting in a fight in your store.
I don't have no idea what you're talking about. I'm only work here. I'm new here. So you can call tomorrow morning. We'll talk with the manager or the owner.
Okay, I'll just try and give you a little update. Is your store okay? Is the store in good shape?
No.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Okay, because a policeman tried to arrest a big football player, and there was a big fight in the store, and the video is on the internet right now, and it looks like the whole store was destroyed.
I don't have no idea because I'm new here.
Oh, good. You're new. I see. Well, congratulations.
At least he didn't have to pick up after it, at least.
How was your first day?
Perfect.
Yeah.
Good.
It's my first day.
Now, where did you work previously?
Okay, 1 second, please.
Okay. You have to ask.
Oh, he's dedicated to the job. It's his first day.
He's ringing somebody up right now. $5 on pump 9.
Why did he put us on hold? I would like to hear that. I want to hear what kind of job he's doing.
Hey, he's a professional. It's his first day.
He's happy.
He sounds happy.
Yeah, he likes the game.
It's my first day.
Yeah, I hope it's not a blow off.
No, he put you on hold.
I mean, he doesn't even know the history of the store. He needs to know that.
What? Oh, his heads are going to roll now.
Oof.
What did he say, call back?
I think I heard him yelling call back, but I don't know, maybe it's his first day.
Yeah.
Let's pretend we're lost ones and experience exhaustion. All of the locals will tip their
This might be his worst song.
We'll just wish him luck. What's the name of the store? What's the name of the song?
Gas prices are low. Let's go.
He's so not answering.
No, he's not going to answer. That phone never rings.
Gas pedal.
Man, Farley's songs.
This one's better.
Go to the gas station.
Yeah.
Put gas in your vehicle.
Can't believe. This guy's got it all covered, huh?
Drive.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. With a full tank.
He said he goes down to that studio and... Like 20 hours later, his wife's yelling at for him to come up.
Oh no, I'm getting arrested. The cops are putting handcuffs around my wrist. Oh,
does he do his own music too?
Yes.
They're reading me my rights. I'm in lots of trouble.
This guy, poor guy's going nuts. He doesn't know what the price is on something. The phone is just ringing nonstop.
$5 on pump 9.
It's his first day. The pump's not working.
How great would it be if an
Just smash the dial
and see what.
Yeah, mash it. That's usually works better than anything else.
How great would it be if a police officer arrested someone and started playing this in the cruiser?
I need to spend a lot of money on a lawyer. Gotta get a lawyer to get me out of trouble. Oh no, I'm getting arrested.
Okay, it's all right, Brandon.
My rights and they're treating me so rough.
Just played it over the loudspeaker on the police car.
Yeah, he would have played this to Malik instead of, he wouldn't have asked for the supervisor.
No, this should have been played for Malik.
Respect authority and police officers. Respect authority and police officers. You should be nice to the people who are in charge.
This would be very calming.
They are very good people. They're doing the best they can. Respect.
What a great song.
He's the best.
Luke and Wacky wants you to know, if you are concerned about your financial future, putting the kids through college, maybe reconsidering those 401k investments, he's there to help you. He's helped people with other things, too, like wills and health insurance, life insurance. That's the song Luke will play when you come in.
I met Luke a couple Fridays ago at Comerica. Did he tell you?
Oh, yeah.
Luke and his brother Mark.
He sent me a picture of you. Yeah. Whose seats were you in?
We bought those tickets.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't believe that.
I swear we did.
I see the receipt.
Wait, but you have a press pass.
I do have a press pass, but we went with 10 people.
So did they buy 9 seats and you sat in the 10th one?
No.
You didn't get in with your press pass?
No, not
what?
At all. No, not at all.
What group was this?
My sister and my nieces, nephews, my brother-in-law.
Can you provide the stub? Just
I think I could.
In case anyone asks.
I think I could.
In the receipt for the purchase.
You know what? It was bat day, too. We each got a bat.
What? Did you go intentionally on bat day?
No, it just happened. My sister was there for bat day.
That's also hard to believe.
I should have brought you one. I do have one for the studio.
It's okay. We're fine without the bat, but if you want to bring it.
I'll bring it.
For show and tell.
I should have.
How big is
I got
the,
so
is,
show
is,
and
the
tell
size is like this big?
Yeah, it's about this big.
Oh, that's who wants a bat? Hated those
mini
bats.
Bat day.
I wasn't a big fan of those
either.
It's for the 84 Tigers. That was the celebration that weekend.
Luke Nowacki if you need help with your financial future or with getting kids through college or setting up some kind of a plan. Call Luke Nowacki's team at 248-663-4748. They've got all the people on the team to help you do whatever you need to do from a financial standpoint, assuming you're in the ballpark. Security and Investment Advisory Services are offered through Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, member FINRA, SIPC, Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated, separately owned and other entities, and or marketing names, product services referenced here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Incorporated. Ha!
He and my brother-in-law were betting almost every inning on something.
You can bet on the next pitch.
Yeah, they were betting on anything. An odd, even number of pitches that would be thrown. How many beers the vendor had in his thing. They were betting on everything, these guys.
I think they have fun.
They do. They have a good time.
Let's see.
There was another video you were going to talk about.
Oh, yeah. The second video. What was the second video today?
We did Juice.
Oh, was it Juice? The Disneyland? Yeah,
no, we saw that. Yeah, I guess it was the Juice.
Or was it Jim South?
You know what? It was Jim South, too. It was. I wrote all three down next to each other. You're absolutely right.
There's still
right.
One more great video, but I don't know how much of it you want to play.
What video?
This one here.
Beautiful day, isn't it, Admiral Stockdale? Yeah, I just adore driving. I just adore it.
Ross Perot.
Where are we going?
Admiral Stockdale.
Ah, Phil Hartman.
That don't matter. Just going for a ride. Just eating up the highway. See, we've been working real hard. This year's kind of like a joyride, so I say enjoy.
You're the boss.
That's right. Now, you want to hear some music? You'd like that, wouldn't you? Well, today you're going to get all the music you want. Oh, I don't believe it. Well, you see, is that how the game's played, Admiral? They can't put a transmitter out here so good, honest, decent American people can hear some nice country music, and I think that's just sad.
Government's in gridlock.
Wasn't that his big line
from the
debate?
Oh, there you go. Now, that was vintage. That was one of the finest moments in any debate I've ever seen. I mean, talk about pinning the tail on the donkey. That's just what you did. I mean, you were A1 in that debate. You had an H-bomb. Them other fellas had a slingshot.
Ping pong match. It was,
Yes, sir. You want them hams down. I tell you, them press people, they're just loony. They say you're a drag on the ticket. They must have been watching a different show. When you were quiet there for an hour, that was world class. Showed you ain't just talk. You know, quiet man, a lot going on upstairs. Them others just went shooting their mouths off.
Who am I? Why am I here?
That was his opening line from the
debate. Well, you're the Admiral, and you're taking a joyride. Oh, I get it. You're quoting yourself, right? Who am I? Now, that line there, that was precious. And you know, Admiral, when you were wandering around there, remember that? When it looked like you were going to go over to Gore's podium? Well, that was Walt Margo and I. We just loved that. Showed you were restless, had places to go, people to see.
I'm out of ammo.
Perfect, perfect. And the part where you were stopping and stuttering, grand slam, I'll tell you. Showed you weren't rehearsed like those other two. President needs to be spontaneous, and the American people know it.
Gridlock!
That's right. And the way your mind drifted showed you're open to new ideas. And Admiral, when you took your glasses on and off nervously, and when you forgot your hearing aid was off like you didn't know where you were, well, that was just stunning. And I adored it, and so did Margot and all my kids.
I'm hungry.
Admiral, we ate at Danny's a half hour ago. You had a double cheeseburger. Your belly's full. I rest my case.
Where are we?
Ain't this pretty country, Admiral? Aren't you having fun? We're miles from anywhere, see? Now, take a look over there. There's a 10-point buck deer. That's beautiful. That's a symbol of American strength. Right over there, Admiral.
Where?
Right over there. There, I'll pull up so you get a better look. Now, you see it now? You see it?
No.
Well, I tell you what. I've seen it. Why don't you get out and take a better look? You deserve it. I'm tired of thinking beauty. Go on, Admiral. That's right. Yeah, go on right out there. Now, take a few steps. It's worth it. Now, go on. That's right.
Don't see it.
Take a few more steps and just go on. Go on.
Who am I? Why am I here?
I'm doing this for the young people. That's right. Yeah. Yeah, it's a done deal. Yeah, I fixed it. No, he went quietly. Now tell the press we have no idea where he is, and make sure Zongus is ready for Larry King Wednesday night. By then, I think we can definitely take care. Ah, oh, bullshoot! I don't believe it. I'll get back to you.
He's running up to the car.
What happened? Where did you go?
Hey, you, Admiral. I tell you, these brakes are tricky. These American cars, and that's just sad. Let me try again here. Lesson for today, never try to ditch a war hero. Tenacious with a capital T.
I'm hungry.
All right, well, where do you want to go, Admiral? There's an Astro Burger at the next exit. What do you say?
Live from New York, it's Saturday night!
So great.
He is no longer with us.
He died.
Those were the good old days, man.
Yeah, I used to hate it when I used to watch Saturday Night Live then. And people go, oh, it sucks now. It used to be great when Belushi was on. And I love that group that was on. And now I'm one of those guys going, I don't really like it that much now, but I loved it then.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe it's just better for...
I don't think it's...
Maybe it's better for a 25-year-old now.
Maybe.
Than that was... Can't compare. I don't know. Yeah, it's very subjective.
I don't know. I think everybody's maybe adolescent, cast is but the one they love the most.
That wasn't my adolescent cast. My adolescent cast was Belushi and Aykroyd and... Yep. Garrett Morris and Gilda Radner.
But they were cast after
Ray
that.
Newman.
I mean, the way they covered the 08 election was great, too, though.
I thought they were good, yeah. But I like Dana Carvey. I love Dennis Miller. I love John Lovitz. So I love Chris Farley.
Ross Perot died. I was reading about in the Live from New York book that, what's his name? David Spade was supposed to play him, and he was really excited because he was hardly ever on the show.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be the three of them walking up for the debate. And Spade, as Perot, he goes through all the makeup in the chair, and they do the wide shot, and then they go, all right, let's cut and bring in Carvey to do Perot. So Spade thought he had a chance to do Perot, and then they just yanked the carpet from underneath him. And,
stand in.
And he did both of them. Yeah, he was really kind of hurt by it because nobody told him that's what was going to happen.
How could you not have Dana Carvey do that?
Oh, I know. So he nailed it.
Totally. He nailed everything.
There will be a giant sucking sound.
Were you sad that he passed?
I was really sad. I was. Actually, it's funny. When I'd forgotten, I meant to talk about it at the very beginning of the show, but then OJ bumped him.
Yeah.
Of course, all things OJ. OJ bumped
him. Just killed
everything.
Him again.
So, yeah, Ross Perot, I liked him so much, I donated $25 to United We Stand and had a card in my wallet, which I proudly displayed multiple times.
Did you get a bumper sticker out of the deal?
I don't think I got a bumper sticker.
Back in the day when he used to, give some money to these guys, they would at least send you a bumper sticker.
I got the card that had the embossed thing where you cut it out,
Cool. Sweet.
Yeah, it was great. And I loved him because he was a third-party guy who had a chance, and I'm so sick of two parties. I don't know why we can't have a third-party candidate that's significant. Half the time I don't like the two choices.
Well, what ends up happening is it either pulls from the right or it pulls from the left. It never just kind of pulls people from both.
Well, Ross Perot
We need a third party in general, like to run for representatives as well.
That's probably where it would start.
That'll never happen.
But Ross Perot, when he was first running, he was polling very strongly. And then, if you remember, they disrupted his daughter's wedding. Mm. And that's when he pulled out.
Was that 92 or 96?
That was in 92.
Okay. Then what happened in 96?
In 96, he ran and he just got 8%.
Oh, okay.
But in 92, there was a wave for Ross Perot.
Would you put him as like one of the top third-party candidates ever?
Oh, he
yeah, absolutely.
Is.
Yeah. Yeah, he got the most, 19%.
Wow.
And he quit, and then he came back.
Yeah.
And when he came back, he had lost a lot of his support.
Yeah.
But he got Clinton elected.
Yeah, oh yeah.
Definitely got him
elected. He knocked an incumbent out.
And he's such a great success story too. EDS, which he sold for $2 billion, I think, over $2 billion.
I was reading about that, and he borrowed $1,000 to start it from his wife. I thought that was kind of a weird way to say that he borrowed $1,000 from his wife.
Bob Ursay used to say that
really?
He borrowed $800 from Harriet Ursay.
Really? Weren't they already married?
Yeah, they were married, but I think it was a big bullshit story. It just sounded good because he used to say, "I'm from Bucktown," which was kind of a tough part of Chicago at that time. And it sounds like his father had a lot of money because his father had an air conditioning and heating business. And his mother, years later, said that Bob Ursay was the devil on earth because he left his father's company and stole his customers.
Oh,
and put his father out of business.
Whoa,
so I was trying to figure out, why would he need to borrow $800 from his wife? Because he basically took his father's customers away, and that's how he got started. He like went out and freelanced and did his own thing, but made a lot of money.
But everybody thinks of Perot just as those two elections. He did a lot of stuff with POWs.
Yeah, no, he was
That's why he knew Stockdale.
You know, that was just so much fun. That election was a blast because we had Jennifer Flowers and the Jennifer Flowers tapes, which were hilarious. We played probably an hour of her tapes she recorded of Clinton, and those tapes were so funny. He never exactly implicates himself as, "Man, you're the best lay I've ever had."
Yeah.
But, you know, you can tell when she calls and he's like, "Hello, Jennifer." And then he goes, "Hold on a second." And then you hear him like a door shut, and then you hear a shower turn on.
Yeah.
He talked to her in the bathroom with the shower running.
Oh, that's awesome.
And then Perot came in, and that debate, the vice presidential debate, I would love to watch that over again. It was so funny because Stockdale was so absolutely ill-prepared. There's no way he could run the country.
Who am I? Why am I here?
He didn't prepare at all.
He didn't?
That's what the story is reading about it today. He did not. The other two obviously did a rigorous debate. Not only did he not prepare, he didn't even go over like policy with Ross Perot before he did the debate.
Yeah, boy.
So there's a lot of confusion.
Yeah, the main thing I remember is him just disappearing in the middle of the debate.
Yeah.
He did. Yeah. He just didn't say anything. So that was, Stockdale was a disaster. And then his daughter's wedding was disrupted and he quit shortly after that. And he was quirky. I thought he was a great guy and I thought he was really sincere. I really believed in him, but he was very quirky. And I think he was a little prone to conspiracy theories, maybe. You know, he did think people were out to get him.
Yeah.
They probably were, just the usual political dirty tricks. And he took it very personally.
Was there ever any dirt on him?
On Ross Perot, it's funny because someone, did you say that today, Maz?
What's that?
That they probably had dirt on Ross Perot?
Yeah.
What dirt was there on him?
I don't think there's any dirt.
I don't think so either.
It certainly would have come out by now.
He was a great businessman.
At least by 96.
He seemed like he was happily married. He was a family guy. He was a real square.
Yeah.
And when he bought Time in 96, remember
that?
Weird.
Yeah.
But I thought it was really good. Remember he had his little pointer?
Yeah. I do remember that.
Mike Clark loved him. We both loved him.
Really?
Mike loved him. He absolutely loved him.
Did you ever have him on?
Yeah, we did. We interviewed him.
And he did the greatest ID that I did. Searched all day for and cannot find it.
You're listening to Detroit's
Giant Sucking Sound,
Drew and Mac.
Oh, how cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, he was really nice, and I was really excited to talk to him.
You can move your factory south of the border, pay $1 an hour for labor, hire a young 25. That's assuming you've been in business for a long time. You've got a mature workforce.
Tour.
Pay $1 an hour for your labor. Have no health care. That's the most expensive single element making a car. Have no environmental controls, no pollution controls, and no retirement. and you don't care about anything but making money, there will be a giant sucking sound going south.
I think he sounds like a visionary when you listen to a lot of things that he said.
Mm-hmm. Well, he was right about a lot of stuff.
There was a giant sucking sound.
Mm-hmm.
He was very anti-NAFTA.
Yep, and the other two were pro.
Right. That was a big topic. And in the
shiny
end,
and sparkly and splendidly bright, here one day, gone one night. Gone too soon.
I got to tell you, when you started playing that clip and I realized, oh, yeah, Ross Perot died. We haven't even talked about that. And then I saw Phil Hartman playing Stockdale. I was like, oh, my God. I was almost overwhelmed with grief.
Yeah, no one cares that Stockdale's been dead for like 15 years.
He was a Medal of Honor.
Dead at the age of who the fuck cares.
Yeah, and you know.
No, he was a war hero, but nobody remembers that.
No, and I think Ross Perot used to say that Admiral Stockdale ran a civilization. I think he said that. I really do. And he meant that he had taken control of the POW, right?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, and that he had run the POWs, leader, yeah. And he said he ran a civilization,
which though?
I didn't really know, what does that mean? He ran a civilization.
Yeah, well, that's why he could be vice president.
But I thought, the thing I loved about Perot was the idea of a business person running the government.
Mm-hmm. You got one now.
Well... That's what I think is unfortunate about Trump is that you would think that having a businessman, I would have thought that Trump would have run the country like a businessman, but I don't think he does.
It's not a business.
Oh, I'm sorry about that.
I mean, I think in a way he does because he's against all these things that are not good for business, pollution controls and you know, environmental issues and things like that. And the economy is humming along, and I'm sure a lot of that helps. But as far as the deficit and things like that, Ross Perot was livid about the deficit, and he wanted to eliminate the Energy Department, and he wanted to eliminate HUD.
Yeah.
And honestly, I wonder, you know, I'm probably not the best person to ask, but how much does HUD do for all the money HUD costs and the Energy Department? How much do they, what do they do?
I don't know, they're both really young departments. They haven't been around that long.
Yeah, that's true. You'll like Homeland
Although
Security.
A lot of stuff gets switched into those. I mean, they could be switched back out, too.
You know, I thought when Homeland Security came along, which, you know, at the time...
Everybody was for it. I was kind of surprised.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I was for Homeland Security, too. It was a huge undertaking, and it's very expensive. But I thought that's something we'll have for 5 or 6 years, and then it'll disband.
No, that doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't happen. And that's why the government... is the big bad wolf to me. And anytime someone talks about raising taxes, I don't care if they're talking about me or anybody or you or you or you or the guy making $500,000 or the guy making $50,000, I always hate it because I know once that money goes in, it's never coming out again.
That the 9/11 Homeland Security just reminded me, you've got to watch the loudest mouth or the loudest man in the room, the Showtime show. Or
it's on the Fox guy.
Yeah, and Roger Ailes.
Yeah.
It is so bad.
Is it really? I didn't think Russell Crowe could do a movie that was bad.
The loudest voice.
The loudest voice, thank you.
I saw coming attractions of it, but I haven't seen it.
Well, yesterday I was telling you guys, I started watching. It was okay for the first 30 minutes, and then it gets... It's like watching the Wikipedia of Roger Ailes, and it just skirts by stuff. It's like,
do they show his hamburger penis?
Not yet. I'm not to that part. I'm only to his coverage of September 11, 2001, and how he handled it. And it was just, I'm sitting there watching, going, really? Did this really happen like this?
It's so funny when something like that happens with someone like Roger Ailes, and anytime his name comes up, I picture ground hamburger the shape of a penis.
Yeah, hot dog, yeah.
And then I picture him like demanding people touch it or suck it or what. I mean,
yeah, there's some of that in there too.
Make it into a patty.
It's only alluded to,
isn't it? I guess I'm still incredulous, and the Me Too movement was good for this anyway. That people like him, I just can't imagine. Women who work for you, who you know would have no interest in you whatsoever, and just demanding they perform these sex acts because you think they need the job so bad. Yeah. I can't imagine doing that.
That's why they do it, too. No, I know.
I know. It's not just a little character flaw.
No.
And that's why this Epstein thing just makes me beyond crazy because I can't. First of all, you know, today Nancy Pelosi said Alex Acosta should resign. Mm-hmm. He's the prosecutor. He's the head of the Labor Department or the Secretary of Labor.
Secretary of Labor.
Yeah. Yep. And he was the prosecutor who made this deal. And the way I understand it, and I can believe this. I don't know this to be true, but it's speculated that when he was making this deal with Jeffrey Epstein, who is surrounded by power, Bill Clinton flew on his jet 27 times. Donald Trump was a friend of his. And by the way, this came out today. And Brandon, you sent this in the prep that Trump banned him from Mar-a-Lago.
Yeah.
He apparently hit on some 16-year-old girl that worked at Mar-a-Lago. Trump found out about it and banned him. But Trump was his friend, and Trump called him a terrific guy at one point, and you'll see pictures of Trump with him, too. Now, Trump is currently saying, I don't know much about it.
I still chalk that up to two rich people in the city of New York. If anything,
well, yeah.
this story to me shows that, wow, rich, powerful people all hang out together and run everything.
And you know, powerful people like presidents hang out with billionaires. I mean, it's just a natural.
Well, Epstein and Clinton were so close because Epstein donated a shitload of money to the Clinton Foundation.
Yeah, and he donated to candidates too.
He
knew how to get things.
The representative from one of the Virgin Islands, wherever Orgy Island exists.
Yeah,
I guess he donated a lot of money to her campaign, and she's like, "I'm not returning that."
Well, Harvard hasn't returned any money.
I know.
To my knowledge.
Where's this rep return Epstein's money?
Where's this Orgy Island you speak of?
In the Virgin Islands.
Yeah, I just looked it up yesterday.
Sound interested, man.
Sounds pretty nice. It was Google Earthing.
Sounds like a good vacation.
It looked really nice, except for the whole underage girl.
Oh. Yeah.
It's called Little St. James. It's what it's officially called.
So anyway, today Nancy Pelosi says Alex Acosta should resign. And I forgot to explain. When he made this deal, and it's one of these things where the prosecutor really said, hey, what can I do for you guys? You know, here you have a guy molesting 40 to 50, probably way more girls who are 13 to 15 years old, 16 years old. And he's saying, hey, how can we make this work? Yeah, we'll move the settlement out of this town. We won't tell any of the victims, and you'll quietly do your 18 months. And in fact, you can go to your office for 12 hours a day. He was on work release. Wow. He was never really in prison. And after 13 months, they said, yeah, it's good enough. And that was that. That was the end of it. Well, it turns out Acosta was a Bush appointee. And the prevailing feeling is, and I saw people talking about this on CNN today, and I had read this and also heard other people speculating the same thing, that Epstein had such a powerful dream team of attorneys that Acosta felt that he could ingratiate himself with all these powerful people, including Epstein, by cutting him this great deal. Mm-hmm. And being an appointee, his time was running out because Bush was leaving office in 2007
was when the deal was made.
Yeah. So he was going to lose his job in a year. And this is look at the concentration of power on this guy.
Whatever the reason, it's wrong.
Oh, it's so incredibly wrong. No, I could care less. I wouldn't care if somebody's holding a gun to his head. That's insane. He is a child molester. He's like Larry Nassar, except Larry Nassar was sneaky. This guy wasn't sneaky. He paid girls. He had intercourse with them.
There's a big difference between him and Nassar, though, and that's that Nassar had bosses that could have really clamped down on him or fired him.
Well, prosecutors have bosses, too.
Sure.
Not only that, he's a prosecutor.
I mean, Epstein himself, Epstein versus Nassar, there's a difference there.
I don't know what you mean.
Well, because Nassar had bosses that were told that this was going on and turned a blind eye.
Well, people knew what Epstein was doing. People knew what Epstein was doing. You don't have to be someone's boss to not like them molesting children.
No, I know. But
I mean, people who are Larry Nassar's boss are probably going, oh, my God, this is so embarrassing for the university. People who know Jeffrey Epstein, you'd think they would have a clear head and go, oh, my God, he's fucking molesting children. And now that he's paying them, this guy is he really doing something that they need to adjust their back?
Except
or
Epstein had money to quiet a lot of people, like the Vanity Fair article, Bill Clinton.
But remember that Larry Nassar convinced two police agencies that he was doing nothing wrong. They were told he was molesting these gymnasts. Jeffrey Epstein, no one had any inkling that he wasn't molesting these kids. He was paying them to come to his house every 2 or 3 hours to give him a nude massage. They had to be a certain age. He had three people who were setting these appointments up. I mean, this guy, what he was doing was so abominable. I don't know.
I didn't know until today.
I don't know how anyone could defend him, or Alex Acosta for that matter, but now it is becoming a little bit political because people think, I'm not going to ask him to resign.
Are people out there defending Acosta?
I don't know if they're defending him, but they're just not calling for him to give up his job.
I'm kind of surprised by that.
I'm really surprised because I
didn't know until today that the deal included immunity to any potential co-conspirators.
Yeah.
That weren't
people
even
that have nothing who aren't even being charged. So they're getting immunity. Why? They're not giving any information up.
So that to me seems like there was pressure even from outside of his dream team. Because why would that exist? Why would he grant it?
We don't even know whose names are in there. But you know, the girl.
Oh, we know two of the girls.
The main accuser says she was loaned to Alan Dershowitz.
Loaned.
And Prince Andrew's name keeps coming up.
Has anyone told the Queen yet?
I don't know. Isn't it weird that Prince Andrew's name keeps coming? I mean, it just comes up over and over and over.
Well, he had his arm around her.
And then I saw the picture of him with the 16-year-old. She's 15 at the time. She's very pretty. And it's like, that's why I want to go in the time machine. What was the circumstance of that picture? It's driving me crazy. How could he possibly be taking a picture with this girl?
The woman in the background is that one. What was
Maxwell. Jizzle Maxwell or whatever.
That's Jizz something. Jizz car Maxwell. She was at Chelsea Clinton's wedding. Jizz Lane, I think her name was. Jizz Lane.
Oh, Epi was tight with those guys.
I just think it's funny that
Epi and Tux and like, Space Dog.
I feel like everybody was at that wedding and everyone was at Trump's wedding.
I know.
Just once again, the rich and powerful that run everything, the Illuminati, the globalists, they all hang out together.
They ever circled as Bill's walking Hillary down the aisle.
Wow, that's a pretty good seat. That's a prime seat.
Aisle seat.
Oh, now, wait, is she sitting on the Clinton side or the Mazvinsky side? What family side is she sitting on?
I don't know.
I'm just kidding. I don't care.
You know what I think when I look at that picture? That I feel sorry for Bill Clinton for having such a lame-ass daughter.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm sure he probably thinks she's great. But I don't know why that crosses my mind.
I like that chick that the pointer's on.
He doesn't look very happy.
Oh, yeah, this one. Nice.
Yeah, that Maxwell chick is also from extreme.
Yeah,
her father's extremely, extremely rich. I'm trying to think of what his name is.
I don't know.
Robert Maxwell.
Bob. Yeah, I'm trying to remember. What does Robert Maxwell do? He's loaded.
He is a British media proprietor. So,
he's a
member of Parliament.
Ooh.
Or at least he was. Ooh. He died in 91. I was going around to all the different small islands right around Orgy Island.
How close is Branson's?
I somehow stumbled upon Richard Branson's island. It looks amazing.
Well, wasn't it destroyed, though? In,
the size of this mansion on this island.
Didn't Hurricane Maria destroy it?
I don't know. It looks pretty.
He's got a solar farm.
A massive one, too.
That's Branson Island?
Yep, Branson Island. And then Orgy Island is just right down.
Won't you take me to...
Down here.
And I guess the Lolita Express goes there a few times every day.
Here's Orgy Island here.
The only airline that services Orgy Island.
Just from the nicknames alone, you know people know this shit was going on.
Yeah, they never thought he'd get caught.
And by the way, this morning on GMA, the legal expert, I can never remember his name, but he was saying
Abrams.
He is absolutely entitled to bail, and he may get bail.
Not getting it.
I hope not.
There's no way.
How much bail? They can't put enough bail out.
He was caught.
There's no amount of money.
To say we caught him.
Whatever amount they make it, he can pay.
Of course.
I don't know. I hope not.
He's unbailable.
This guy should never see the light of day.
Nope.
That deal has allowed him to, all we know is that he has volumes and volumes of nude pictures that are new since 2000. Whatever it was.
Yeah, that'll
he
sink
now has
right
new
there.
Pictures of nude young girls.
Nice labeling, by the way.
Him and who has more pictures, him or South?
I think
that sounds like Epstein.
Epi.
You think Epi's got it?
I think he does.
What did he label it? Nude Girls 1, Nude yes. Girls 2. Come on, Epstein. Be a little creative or hide it.
You know, there were people actually expressing additional outrage over the labels.
Really? Well, yeah, I'm one of them.
Are we outraged enough as it is? I mean, how he labeled his nude pictures, is that really important?
A little bit. He's like the dad in Euphoria. I hope someone other than you got that reference.
The background music on Euphoria was driving me crazy. Yeah. It was driving me mad. Should we play the comedian on Cleveland Morning TV?
I think so.
I thought so, too. This guy...
This is good TV.
This has to be the most awkward morning TV comedy appearance,
really?
Appearance I've ever seen. The stuff this guy brings up...
But the girl, reporter was awesome. The host was awesome.
I've seen many a comedian on morning TV, many who we've had on because it was the latest thing they did.
Yeah.
And you really have to clean things up for morning
TV. Geraldo had great appearances
he
on
did.
Fox, too.
Hilarious.
Especially with
Absolutely
Dina.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Welcome back here to New Day Cleveland. It is time for a little bit of a laugh. We need comedian Mark Normand in our lives. He'll be here at Hilarities this weekend.
This chick's beautiful.
So welcome
She's
here.
She's cute, yeah. I don't think he'll be back.
He handles
hey,
himself
good to be
really
here.
Well.
It's a pleasure. I'm a little hungover, a little gay, but just glad to be here with you, sister.
I
checks all the boxes.
You saying
Watch.
That. I'm very happy to be here with you, too.
All right. Sorry, just hiding my erection. This is great.
I know you just left Slimans.
Yeah. I had Slimans, so I'm really going to be on the toilet later. But, boy, best corned beef in the Midwest, if you ask me.
It's delicious. It's the size of your head.
Yeah, and I ate way too much. But at least everybody there was very attractive.
That's good.
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
But good grub there. Oof, still hurting.
Yeah, I bet you are.
I've been farting it up in the green room, and I think I scared
That's why the door was shut to our little smaller green room.
Exactly.
You were just trying to be polite.
We call it hot boxing. Really soaking it all in, because the smell of your own farts, for some reason, is enjoyable. If you farted, it'd be weird. But if I fart, I enjoy it. I don't know why.
Is that a guy thing?
Maybe.
Because I feel like you'd hear a guy. No woman would ever say something like that.
No. You guys are more of maybe a queefing.
Oh, my gosh.
But,
okay.
Is that clean?
He looks off camera.
TV. I mean, you know.
What did he say?
Sorry.
Is that clean?
You know,
he's looking for a director.
Your meth or who knows what. So, we're all adults here.
So you live in New York City now, but you're from New Orleans.
Yeah, wow. Well done. You read
and
my grinder bio.
I did. Open you up, yes.
Yeah.
But I know we were talking about Cleveland sports here, but I know for you guys and your Saints, that was difficult. I'm sorry to bring that up, but I know that was tough.
Brutal. We really thought we had it. You know, New Orleans, all we do is drink and go to strip clubs, so we really needed this win. You know, but no dice. Right there.
So close.
Yeah.
There's always next year, right?
Yes, but we get one of these every, you know, century. And that was our shot. Drew Brees, you blew it.
So, but you live in New York now, though. So
yeah.
Living in New York City. And is it true that did you just recently move in with a lovely lady?
I bought a place. I moved in with a lady, an Alexa.
Alexa is your lady. Oh,
Yeah, she's she keeps track of everything, and she gets mad when I talk to Siri. Bought my place. I own a piece of the Rock in Manhattan. It's the only thing my parents have been proud of that I've done. I've done The Tonight Show, Conan, Colbert, Comedy Central, but when I bought my apartment, that's when they actually started answering my phone calls. But, hey, that's why I'm a comedian, because I got to get love somewhere.
Put his hand on your shoulder.
Me too? All right.
I can't believe he's still on at this point.
Yeah.
So, but for you, you're young. So getting into this business
Black don't crack.
And,
I'm 35, not that young. But,
pushed every button.
You know, not on the Viagra yet. Or am I? Who knows? I like to snort it. Kicks in quicker.
Oh, boy. I think that's my cue to just wrap this up.
They put up the shot.
Mark Normand's going to be at Hilarities tonight. You're there through Saturday?
Yes, please.
Okay. So he's there through Saturday. if you have a sense of humor like this, you want to get down and you want to enjoy some more comedy from him, go see him. The food's great.
Yeah, food is good. It's a great club. Pickwick and Frolic.
You got it, buddy.
I think is the name. And,
yes.
Yeah, it's right on that weird strip, but if you go past that, you're going to get killed.
You'll be fine. You will be fine. Thank you for coming.
Hey, thank you.
Thank you for coming.
And I'll call you later.
Okay.
Great. What's his name?
Mark Normand.
Mark Normand. She is really cute.
Yeah.
She did a good job.
That was her name.
But when he said queef, I thought, this is morning television. There's no way this is going much further.
And awesome.
I don't know how. I wonder if they got a lot of complaints. Morning TV tends to bring, the dumbest things will bring complaints.
Probably could
TV.
Read some,
hopefully,
some people writing in on that.
The funny thing about morning TV. Are there comments?
Found her Instagram.
You did?
Oh.
Yeah. Good morning, gorgeous.
What's her name?
Her name is Natalie Herbick.
She's cuter in her Instagram pictures than she is on TV.
Her family, though, gross.
up with her husband.
Got any vacation shots?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, no, good. Yeah, we're still in action. Let's get some solo shots.
Yeah, that's what I'm looking for.
Is she wearing a ring?
She's an anchor. She's not going to show you anything.
I got a ring for her.
Let's go back. She gets hotter the further you scroll down.
There's a picture with Elmo. Get out of here. She banging that old guy that went by?
Doesn't that
she shops at the tight dress store.
That's the tight dress store, no doubt.
Oh, wait. First comment.
I'm not a creep or anything.
Yeah, you are.
But, you're so dang gorgeous. I love seeing you on TV and Instagram. You have a great personality.
Oh, God.
Just so sporty.
So sporty? What?
She's wearing, hiking winter boots.
But she's got a tight dress on.
Natalie, you look amazing in anything you put on. Why don't you try me on?
Let's see. Most of them are all just pretty calm.
You find another picture. It keeps scrolling down when she's young.
Hot! Fire emojis. What a dork.
Let's see. Chicks get hotter as you scroll down. They all do.
You sound like Val Kilmer.
Is Val Kilmer? Oh, is Batman?
Yeah.
Really?
She's pretty tame here.
She's really tame. Wait, there we go. She's on the beach with her dogs.
Yeah. 5 minutes later, she'll be in a bikini.
For some reason, there's no.
What?
There they are.
Oh. Who shows that dog? I'd like to lick that. Can I smell your crotch?
What a lucky dog. Because there's dogs that are on her, and she's in a dress.
Barefoot in the sand. Oh,
no, people are pretty nice.
Wait, no. I like people that do this kind of thing. Keep going. A little bit more.
I hope you took time to enjoy the falls.
He's trying to connect with her.
I've been there, too.
And the Dunn River.
Shut up, you ass.
We could have a good time together. I'm totally
She never
normal.
Responds to anyone.
Totally normal.
You're smart.
I think she'll respond to me if I mention the falls. Remember that time that guy mentioned queef to you? Do you do that? You really hung in there. I have a feeling you know what that means.
And then there'll be the guy that
guy was really disrespectful. I'll show you how a man should really treat you. Honey.
They'd hand something to massage. Yeah, she's nice. Yeah. LaFlan. No, nothing new from LaFlan, by the way. No.
What?
Mm-mm. Well, they want her lying down. Oh, wait. Oh, that one on the tight skirt. Wait, up three. Up one more.
Yeah, three.
There.
Oh,
there. Her?
Oh, there she is, fake rocking out.
Is that her in that tight dress?
Wow, that is a tight move.
Every show and picture you take are fantastic.
Really? See, now, everyone? Including that one where she's playing guitar?
We're so far back now that it's like the infancy of Instagram, and there's very few comments.
Oh, there's that's before the creeps really got on.
The creeps would be on there first.
She is with another girl.
Ooh, breaking Anne Marie LaFlum Instagram news. She doesn't have a new picture, but Good Morning Dimples replied yesterday to her. Good Morning Dimples.
Really?
Last time we checked that photo of her up in Traverse City, he had not replied.
That is breaking.
Yeah, so I'm glad he's still around.
Morning Dimples.
Brandon, what's on the boner line today?
Oh, Borderline's got a little bit of everything and, recapping some of the stuff that we have discussed in past episodes. And there's a nice, long welcome of a pool to Tom Mazzaway.
Oh, really?
Hey, want to give it a spin?
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Drew, Mark, Trudy, Brandon, and maybe Maz.
Damn it.
You guys were talking about the helicopter parents. Who are these
kids that want their mom and dad around. How soft are these kids, man? I mean, sure, I'm still living with my parents, but I want to get the fuck out.
Get him out of here.
Drew, you insufferable fuck. You've got to get over the whole women wanting more money for their sports. They're just as talented as the men. Just shut the fuck up. You don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
Yeah.
Ever.
Look in the mirror.
Sorry about that.
Listen, you guys talk about that top of the Everest. Drew's going to carry Mags up to the top. All I can think of are those Sherpas who carry those fat fucks up to the top of Everest all the time.
Oh, come on.
Can't stop laughing.
28 pounds.
Mags, welcome to the world of pool ownership. From a former pool owner,
amen.
I want to let you know you're just in the honeymoon phase right now.
I know.
Just wait till that first time when the pool is dirty.
Yep.
Your kids are complaining about it.
Yep.
But you seem to be the only one cleaning it.
Damn it.
So welcome to the first time that there's algae in the pool.
Oh, that's the
worst.
And
you're the only one putting chlorine in, and you're wrecking one of your best t-shirts.
I did.
Because the stuff keeps flashing up on you.
Damn it already.
And welcome to you being the one buying pizzas and drinks. Popsicles, because every kid in the neighborhood is coming over to your house.
Damn it.
And finally, welcome to the world of your daughter's friends that you've known forever. All of a sudden, come over to your pool in their bathing suits. And they have boobs that you didn't know that they had boobs.
Good morning,
and
Googles.
You take an extra look just to see because you're curious. And now you're the old creepy dad
hard.
And nobody wants to talk to you anymore. So welcome to the world of pool ownership.
I like it happened to that
damn
guy.
It.
Hey, clearly
I
happened to that
anybody
guy.
Says, keep up the good work with the OJ.
You've just been juiced.
And the MJ. I cannot get enough of it.
Yeah.
I heard a song by the Toilet Bowl Cleaners called No Wiper. I don't know when it'll fit in or if it ever will, but give it a listen.
No Wiper. No wiper. No wiper. No wiper.
I'm 5'6". My wife is hot as fuck. I've been a fucking fan of you assholes since 93, maybe? And I'm so sorry that I didn't have a choice of my height.
Looks like a nice little guy, actually.
Drew, I just want to thank you for your excellent promotion of Descendants, one of the greatest bands in rock and
You're
roll,
welcome.
Punk rock history, whatever you want to call
They're
it.
They're awesome.
Thank you. As much promotion as they can get. Keep it going.
Rock and roll!
I was so glad to hear you talk about the NoFX book and documentary and all that. And more recently, especially the Descendants documentary filmage.
Yeah!
Great movie. Recommended to everybody. They are one of my probably top three bands of all time. I actually named my son Milo back in 1995 because I loved him so much.
They would think that's a great name.
Daddy.
Hey, I'm calling to stick up for Brandon here. You guys are giving him a lot of trouble about his not being able to control his gas. I too suffer from the same problems.
Hey.
And I feel for your brother. I'm here for you, Brandon. I stand with Brandon.
You're playing the classic falling down the stairs drop for the new season of The Stairs, and then 1, 2, and 3 seasons. I think you need to play the falling down the stairs drop in reverse to see how that sounds. So you're actually falling up the stairs, but I still think it's going to be funny falling down the stairs, but just backwards.
Holy shit, that Jim South interview.
Half your bikini.
I can't think of a bigger cold call interview yet. That made my day. It's fantastic.
Amen.
Even though his 15 disgusting throat clears are going to haunt my dreams.
Hey, fellas, I don't know how quick you check these messages, but I just want to let Drew know that Notting Hill is on HBO this very moment. With his favorite actor, Hugh Grant. Just want to pass that along.
Thank you for that.
Bye-bye.
Bye, Felicia.
Bye-bye, son of a bitch.
Okay, bye.
See you later, sucker.
Bye, Brandon.
That's funny about Jim Southey. After the interview, after the show, he said, Drew, I said, I was too excited. I didn't know what to ask.
I know. I was really excited. I was very overwhelmed.
I was kind of freaked out.
Seeing the documentary today was...
I know.
It's just amazing. He is such a smooth creep, and the Southern accent adds a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, and the polite words.
I think women are much more inclined to dump their boobs out.
Yeah. Oh, if you're in orbit of a male or female, you're getting nude.
He should get on Cameo himself.
I don't know. Does he have any kind of social media presence?
No, he doesn't seem to. That's probably why it's so funny.
He can't get Instagram on a Polaroid camera.
He said people thought he retired for a year, and he can't seem to get word out that he's unretired.
Aww. You got to use the newspapers again, obviously, with those ads.
Yeah, that's right.
That's why.
He knows which ones work.
He's got to check that St. Clair Shore Sentinel or what's the Royal Oak paper?
The Woodward Talk is phenomenal.
The Woodward what, Mark?
Woodward Talk is the best. Woodward
Talk. There was the Royal Oak Tribune. Is that still in business?
I don't know.
Is the St. Clair Shore Sentinel still around?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
That's the C&G newspaper, people.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, those papers, will they stick around because...
I think so. People like reading about their
neighborhoods. They're free and they just get the ads.
I think so.
I read it every time it comes, the Woodward Talk.
Me too.
I look at the front page.
I like to see who's been robbed and stuff in my
neighborhood. The police report is always the best part.
The crime blotter.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And who got married, who had a baby
that you didn't know about.
Yeah, I never look at
stuff like that.
I mean, people that live in the area.
I'm angry it's even in there.
Yeah. Sorry. You're wasting space. That could be an ad.
Oh, boy. That's funny that guy is so angry about the women being underpaid for soccer.
Oh, yeah.
Well, 250K to a million, that's quite a jump.
You know what, though? I'm amazed how many people believe that, including Snoop, who says, hey, if you win more, you should be paid more.
And you are. There are bonuses.
But no, he means you should make more money if you win more.
So why didn't anyone ask Snoop that, I don't know, who's the best female rapper out there? Should she be paid more than... You know, Snoop?
Actually, in rap, she might be.
She might be, yeah.
But
Cardi B makes more than a lot
probably,
of guys?
She probably does,
probably
actually.
Not
more than Drake. I mean, Drake makes more.
You know, I hate what came of the women's soccer team because I remember last time, or maybe it was the time before when they won, I hadn't paid any attention to soccer, and I watched. It's like, hey, great, the U.S. won. This is great. And this time, it is so bittersweet because so many people are angry about either the whole fucking White House thing or the equal pay thing, which, you know, do you want people chanting equal pay after you win? I want them chanting for my team.
But even that's misleading because the equal pay chant is about FIFA and how they don't pay shit towards the women.
But why chant anything?
No,
I know. And the fuck Trump chant on the other one.
Oh, did you know that Trump saw it?
No, I did not know that.
It's an AP story. They actually called the White House to get comment about his tweets about Fox News.
Yeah.
Because no one could figure out, why is he so mad at Fox News? And I got to find the quote. It was actually revealed that he happened to be watching the fuck Trump chant, and he was really bothered that they showed it.
Why would he be watching that? Oh, that was on Fox News.
On Fox
That's
News.
Right. Okay.
Plus, he has to tweet. He has to know what he has to tweet. Come on.
Well,
he's got to stay up on things.
Oh, here.
This morning, I saw... The women's soccer team was on, I think it was the Today Show, and they ran a clip, like, teasing it, and Megan Rapinoe was saying, I guess they asked her again about visiting the White House. She said, well, we won 24 hours ago, and we still haven't been invited. And I thought, wait a second. He said they invited them win or lose.
Yeah, he's already invited them.
Dave Roberts said he's not going to the White House if the Dodgers win. He's their manager. He's already saying that.
Why do people feel the need to say that?
It's mid-season.
Yeah, you haven't won anything. I don't even know what place the Dodgers are in.
Oh, they're pretty good.
They're the best. They got a great team. They are the best.
But
baseball's still going on.
It is.
Hell yeah, it is. Did you see my man Pete Alonso win the home run derby last
night? Yeah, pretty good.
No.
It's not my fantasy.
No, I didn't see it either. It's not sports.
Vladdy Guerrero? Junior?
Sure, whatever.
Boring. 29 homers and back-to-back rounds?
Neat.
It was exciting.
He only has 8 home runs this season.
Verlander's pissed.
Verlander what?
He's pissed because the baseballs are juiced.
Oh.
Good. They should. It'd make the game work.
Oh, Max Scherzer said?
If only the ball ever got put in play.
I know. If only anyone ever hit the ball.
Hey, what do you think was the most viewed baseball game on ESPN this year?
The most viewed baseball game on ESPN?
Yankees-London game.
That wasn't on ESPN. It's kind of a trick question.
Yes, it was.
No, it wasn't.
Was it a Little League game?
Nope.
I don't know.
Game 3, Michigan-Vanderbilt. Ooh, oh, it's done okay. Better than any major league game they
I should out. Have thought of that.
Yeah. Michigan See, showed up.
That kind of surprises me.
I've though. Been wondering since, you know, every time the College World Series comes up, I find myself watching a few games and even the conference tournaments. And so I'm like, what?
Why Those three games did really well, like 1.9 to 2 million viewers, which is really good. For
they
ESPN.
Can't get that many people for a major league baseball game.
No, I think the highest was a June 2nd Yankees Red Sox game, which was like 1.8.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's stunning. Well, that was good for the College World Series, no doubt about it. So, this revenue thing, it's funny to me that because they keep saying it, it's kind of like the Mike Clark theory. If you say it enough, people believe it. It's just like Trump says some things enough. It doesn't matter if they're true or not. People will defend them or say they're true or that what the other person said is untrue. And in this case, you know, I just throw the number out. The men's revenue is $4 billion. The women's is $73 million. How can they pay them the same? And by the way, I watched the TV was on after the women's game, which I watched, and it was because I don't watch soccer very often. I played in high school for a couple of years, but because I watch it so rarely, you know, I'm just not used to watching women play soccer. And I keep going, oh my God, this like what's weird to me is when someone's dribbling and there's four people from the other team and no one goes in there and stops them.
I know.
And then how they. This is the thing that kept happening to me over and over. I'm like, kick the ball, you know, like shoot the ball. Yeah. And they keep dribbling in closer. And I realized that they don't kick the ball that hard. So they need to get closer to score because the men can score from way out.
I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, they do. They dribble. They always try to dribble in closer. And I'm always thinking, why is she dribbling? Oh, my God, she's got a great shot. And it's like, no, she doesn't. They don't kick it that hard.
As a loser who watches a lot of soccer.
Yes.
It's not even close.
Right.
Not even close in the comparison.
Well, you know what? I really enjoyed watching them. I got to be honest with you. I enjoyed watching them.
A lot of people did. And that's why I felt bad.
But that's a different point. I enjoyed watching them because I wanted the USA to win. Yeah. I had no problem with them. And I like the sport. It's just to compare them to the men. I'm sorry. It's just not even close.
The men were on later, and there were some incredible plays. And I was like, oh, my God, this game is so fast.
Good game.
I mean, it was just a much better game. The quality of play.
Don't you think it's more boring?
I'm not a big soccer fan, but watching it on TV.
Yeah.
No, I don't think it's more boring. I think it's far less boring.
Like
honestly.
You're saying, they don't attack the shooter.
Yes, they do.
I'm talking about the women in the women game. They're not really coming out after them, so it makes for more excitement.
That doesn't make sense to me. No, why would you let someone shoot the ball if you got four people around them?
Isn't that more fun to see him shoot the ball than see five guys tackle each other?
You're not going to sell me on women's soccer being more interesting. I swear to you, you will not sell me on it.
There's far more chances in the men's game.
So this is not equality. I feel like this is the wrong. This is the wrong way to go about getting equality. If there's something that's truly unequal, where people are doing the same thing and someone's paid more, I am 100% behind the person. These are not the same thing. And the revenues aren't the same. They're not even close. And when that comes up, they say, yeah, but they ought to be paid more because they won the World Cup. Mm-hmm. But that still doesn't even it up. 73 million versus 4 billion?
No, the fact
that's such a huge disparity. The women are paid a larger percentage of the whole.
They were paid more last year, by the way, because they played more games, but they were paid more because they're paid on a pre-game, per-game basis.
The women were paid more?
Uh-huh.
How long has the Women World Cup been going on? Not as long as men, right?
I think.
Well, there's a big reason for men to make more there.
Oh, this argument is so stupid. I don't even want to have this argument. The men are better players, and if you want to pay the women the same, it's not because they're as good or they're equal. Let's not even pretend. If we want to be a socialist about it and just say everyone gets the same no matter what, then that's a different discussion.
Well, not only that, but it's not like they were said, this is what you're paid, and this is what you're going to get paid. This was a negotiated contract.
And they're sending it to arbitration, by the way. And so let the courts figure it out.
Exactly.
Ugh.
But you're right about the whole, say it enough, it becomes true.
You know, it is. And the people chanting after the game and the whole thing about going to the White House, it's like a lot of people became extremely negative about the soccer team. And I thought that was fucked up. It's like, why can't we just enjoy the goddamn soccer team?
I think a lot of it has to do with who wants to shit on this great story.
That's probably a lot of it. And I mean, nothing can ever just be, we can never all just unite around one thing. We can't even unite around putting Jeffrey Epstein the fuck in prison and scheduling regular sodomies for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, I'm not,
not
sure.
Nude
I'm not sure everybody's for that. Maybe that's just me.
Let's do it.
Nude massage?
No, he might like it, Drew.
He might. I mean, honestly, how can we not all agree on that? How can we not all agree that the prosecutor was maniacally irresponsible and should not be the Secretary of Labor? He's, I mean, that's so incredibly irresponsible. I just hate that.
Once they make this official that Epstein is guilty and put away, then that guy's got to face the piper.
Well, I don't know why they have to wait.
Actually, it'll come before that.
It's not proven
yet.
Yeah,
they've already releasing it. They've already said that the law was broken when this deal was made. The girls were not informed. Yeah. They had no chance to speak, and they did it on purpose.
It's almost like if Epstein wasn't arrested at all, this still should be going on with Acosta.
This
pushes it into hyperspeed.
I think it would be going on. And Acosta, by the way, has not spoken about it, which is like, gee, that's interesting. Why would you not speak about it? But today, or maybe it was yesterday, he tweeted out something to the effect that, I'm so glad they come up with new information so they can fully punish Jeffrey Epstein. It's like, oh, nice try, buddy. Yeah, we're all going to just retweet that and believe it, you dick. What an asshole.
He finally turned on Epstein? Finally?
Well,
no, he's acting like he was on.
Claims he did the best he could with what he had. I think they only had 30 chicks. I mean, when you molest 30 girls who are 13, 14, 15, and 16 years old, I would think you'd be going away for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And by the way, you know, on this topic, I can't stand how often I read about people who are prosecuted for child molestation and they go for 2 years or 3 years. And these are people who are zeros.
Yeah.
I mean, not that Jeffrey Epstein isn't a zero. He just happens to be a billionaire who's a zero.
Tons of money.
Ugh, so maddening. Mm. All right, let's do soft rock.
I don't have soft rock today.
You don't have soft rock, okay.
I have show and tell.
What's show and tell?
And I've got some non sequiturs. I didn't try to open my mouth here.
This is not a quid pro quo show and tell, is it?
No, quid pro quo. Okay. I think you guys will get a kick out of this one.
Okay.
It's a throwback show and tell.
I can't sing, Maz.
Come on, Drew.
I love Al Wilson.
You always
give
do
this. Do.
All right, give him his due. Anyway, I was cleaning out some stuff, and I found some from...
cleaning?
Throwing away some things.
I was throwing away
some
stuff.
Of your free time for good purposes?
Yes. Throwing anyway, away
is Kathy
here.
Leaving you a list of things to do every day?
Drew's house is not a dumpster.
I found a couple of items from the Super Bowl back when we had it in 06.
Yes?
First thing I found was my Vivid Pass for the party. The VIP VIP, and I want to donate this to the studio.
Really?
Yeah. That's a nice piece of shit.
Yes.
Did you go to the party?
Yeah.
Lots of chicks there?
There were lots of chicks. A lot of chicks. A lot of
any stories from there you want to share?
I think I shared a story with you already on this one.
On the air?
Yeah. Mm. I think I did.
Okay. If
there were a lot of people wanting to share their spouses at this party. I'll leave it at that. There was a lot of people that wanted to share their spouses at this party.
Wow. If Plato's Retreat was a 10, what was the Vivid Party?
I think this is better than Plato's
what?
Retreat.
What?
No way.
No, come on.
I had a good time at
that
this party.
There were no baths.
I know. I had a good time at this party. This was great.
Okay.
Oh,
this was
what
really,
does that mean? What'd you
this
do?
Was Jenna Jameson's party. But all
was she there?
Did, all she did is come out like, on the third floor of this little dive that we were at and wave to people. That's all she did.
I wonder what she's paid for that.
I don't know.
Probably a lot.
A
Jenna Jameson party.
Let me see what Jenna looked like.
Look, it was clubjenna.com.
She's on the cover. Yeah.
Wow.
Clubjenna.com.
By the way, how dumb that is, because I was reading about Black China's appearance, for which she's paid 20 grand or something.
Jesus.
And they said she came out in the VIP area and like talked to her friends and some people that were VIPs.
You can get close
then,
to her.
And then they announced her on the microphone. She waved. And then after 2 hours, she was out the door.
Yep.
20 grand.
Nice. Yeah,
20 grand. Cash, by the way.
Maybe she showed up.
Are you implying that she might not have claimed that on her taxes?
Possibly. Very possibly. I don't know. It's the age of the dumb millionaire. What can I say?
I found these post-game passes that I missed out on. This post-game dinner. Look at
Here's
that.
Here's a nice
and
piece
I have a
of
story
shit.
With that. I have a story. Wait, that
what is
that?
You saved your post-game dinner passes?
Well, one of them belongs to Mike.
Passed to dinner?
One of them belongs to Mike O'Hara. Now, here's the scoop. Mike O'Hara was doing this story. I don't know what he was doing. Doing something with Jerome Bettis. He's like, Mass, do me a favor. You got to get to this party and pick me up my champagne flute. I have one from every Super Bowl. Because I guess they give out the Super Bowl flutes.
Wait, don't tell me you failed him.
I failed him.
What?
I failed him. I didn't make it to the party.
Why did you not make it to the party?
Because it was so jammed down there. I couldn't get the hell out of there.
Where was the party?
I think it was at the Rensen, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, you were just a few blocks from Rensen.
I understand that. I failed him, and it took him a long time to forgive me. That's all I got to tell you.
Did he ever get one?
I ruined his collection.
Did he ever get one?
I don't think he ever got one.
Did you find anyone else that had one?
Is there anyone out there that has a Super Bowl flute from Super Bowl 40?
Here's one on eBay for $20. Why don't you buy it for him?
I'll buy it
from that Super Bowl?
Yeah.
For $20?
See? Yeah. Look, see, it was at the Renaissance Center. See? Detroit Marathon.
Man, why don't you buy that?
I will. I'll get that for Mo. I'll get that for Mo. And you got this at the little transistor radio that they
handed out.
Here's
a nice piece of shit.
Look at this great transistor radio from the game.
A transistor
radio? Yeah, each Super Bowl you get this so you could hear the in-game.
Does Mike O'Hara have all these?
Mike O'Hara's got one of those. But I just wanted to.
Wait, I mean, does anybody get that? Any ticket holder get that?
Yeah, any ticket holder that has a seat.
You sure Mike O'Hara has one?
A positive.
I was going to offer it to him for maybe $1,000 to make his collection complete.
You get the seat cushion when you go to the Super Bowl. Inside the seat cushion are all these little prizes.
Why?
Because that's what they do for the Super Bowl. For your $1,000 ticket, this is what they give you.
It has.
I wonder how much of that shit's left behind.
Not much. I don't think any is left behind.
It's got
people sell everything.
FM.
It's crap.
Listen, the Jerry Seinfeld bobblehead, look it up right now from the Mets game the other night, what it's going for online right
Which
now.
Which is how much?
It's free when you walked in.
Yeah.
Now, I'll let Brandon tell
me. Did Ryan Field get you one?
I asked him for one.
I know.
I told him I'm going to be home in August.
I only saw it on Twitter because someone sent it to me and said, Tom's preparing another vacation.
Well, I always go in August for first week of August.
I don't know.
You're going for about $100.
I don't know what you do on your eighth week of vacation.
Look at the David Putty Devils bobblehead.
What's that going for?
Over $300.
Yeah, what? No one's buying them.
For a free bobblehead.
No one's buying it.
David Putty Devils?
David Putty bobblehead.
Oh, my God.
I don't know what this is.
I have to admit, I would like a David Putty Devils bobblehead.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Here's one for
$50. $300.
$50? No, I don't think so. I've scoured that internet.
He's looking at him right
David
now.
Putty.
$19 for that one.
How much time do you think you've invested in looking for a David Putty bobblehead?
A couple minutes.
He's got a lot of free time
just
now, Drew.
Just a couple minutes. A
couple minutes.
I find that hard to believe. I think you've spent more than a couple minutes. What about non sequiturs, Maz?
I got some good non sequiturs.
Okay.
I even have a little theme song for my non sequitur now.
Here's a nice piece of shit.
No, that's not it. Brandon.
Oh, was one of your non sequiturs that your best friends with the priest that was fired for molesting a child?
I wasn't going to put that in, but
you weren't?
Yeah, I wasn't going to put that in.
Yeah, there's a priest from.
Yes, let's see.
Wait, I wrote it down.
Number six that's being charged?
Been let go because they believe he molested a seven-year-old.
Oh, the Jack.
He's molesting a seven-year-old.
It could have been you, Tom.
Could have been.
Maz and this guy were tight.
Oh, really? The Jack. We weren't tight, but I liked them.
Did you ever fly in his private plane to Orgy Island?
No, I never did. But Brandon's been on that map for the whole day.
I know, he really has, hasn't he, Tom?
Zooming in. And
what were you looking at, Brandon?
Sorry.
You were like in Sweden or something.
Right.
And then you were looking at home prices in that area.
It was.
I thought this creepy.
What were you
I thought
looking
the creepy
at?
Priest baptized you or something.
No, he baptized a couple of my cousin's babies. And Kathy happened to be the godmother. And Abby was a godmother and another one. And
oh, boy.
So Father Jack was very disappointed.
Nice going,
obviously,
Father
Jack.
Obviously,
we're disappointed.
Jack off.
We're very disappointed.
Yeah, very. Yes.
Anyway, here's some non sequiturs for you. Bachelorette, obviously, got to bring you up to date on the what are you calling the Bachelorette these days?
The Bachelorette.
Bachelorette. Down to Final Four, Tyler, Pete, Jed, and Luke P.
Yes.
She has not eliminated anyone yesterday.
She did not.
She had their one-on-one dates in their hometowns.
How could she not eliminate someone?
She can't eliminate. She's not going to get married, but if she does, Tyler will win this thing.
I think Tyler will win, too. Okay. Now, the first guy has a plane. He flew
Pete.
In a plane.
That's Pete.
The second guy took her in a large boat.
That's Tyler.
That was his boat, I guess.
Yeah.
And then there was Luke, which was all God Squad stuff.
God Squad. And
then Jed wrote a song for her. Mm-hmm. They wrote a song together and recorded it.
So annoying. I've been watching a little bit because Kristen's been having it on. And every time I look at that television, here's the dude that always shows up with a guitar at the campfire and annoys everybody.
No,
he's singing every time he's on screen, whether it's the piano or the guitar.
He's there for the wrong reasons. His parents revealed that they're not sure he should marry Hannah Correct. Because he wants to have a music. Career in music.
And they don't believe that
their song sucked. And I tweeted out last night, they showed the guy producing the session. And they're alternately making out nice. And singing and producing the song. And I'm like, yeah. This is the lowest person on the entertainment totem pole, the guy producing this song.
So he's producing, he's along with the cameraman, and they're both staring at these two making out.
Ew. I know. They're through the window with a sucking face.
By the way, it was revealed that she nailed that dude. Is it Jed? Jeb?
Jed?
Yeah, she nailed him on their first one-on-one.
What?
Good. Yeah. In the lighthouse.
Where'd that come out?
I'm sure Tyler as well.
It's been out for a while. She banged a bunch of these dudes.
You'll see next week, Drew. Next week is when you'll see it.
I think the guy that she bungee jumped with nude, I think he was Luke. Inside
that's,
her.
That's Tyler. He was screwing her as he was.
Yeah, I think he was inside her. Because he seemed to be refracting afterwards. He didn't seem to be happy to be around.
How bummed was he when he finished like on the third bounce up and he had to still bungee with her for the rest of someone?
Oh, she's all smashed up against him.
She is. So bummed. This girl's putting it out there more than any bachelorette in history.
Good for her.
No question. All right. I like her. She's always my favorite now.
I just want to point out one thing. She gets really angry. They've been showing this for 2 weeks in the what's coming up. Luke, Mr. God Squad, who announces, by the way, that when she wanted him to open up. By the way, everyone on these shows wants the other person to open up, and I've decided because I made fun of that all the time.
What are they, Joe Biden?
I know. I'm hearing from a lot of people who say
they have courage to love again.
Drew, you don't get it. This is what this is how 25-year-olds talk. They want each other to open up. They think that's what you're supposed to do. And I'm like, okay, so
but if that's
once
the case,
again,
if that's
I'm just
case,
old.
If that's the case, then just open up. You don't have to say to someone, I want you to open up.
That's fucking weird. Mark, I got shivers when you just said that.
I want you to have the courage to love again.
Just be open.
And what about the father of the first guy whose face completely crumbled? He was bawling so hard because his son...
His son opened up.
His son was so open.
Wait, I got to show you a picture
of this guy. Give me the time.
It's the first set.
Oh, there they are doing the song. Is this where they're making out?
That's the song.
I can show you my tweet. I had a great tweet on this.
Now, both of these guys, Drew, Pete and Jed, left girlfriends to be on the show.
That looks like almost like William Chappelle.
His face is just coming apart. Read the tweet, man.
You said that's the first guy?
Here's Drew's tweet. Basser, yes. Pete's dad bawling on seeing Peter has opened his heart again. I made the exact same face.
You should be happy.
I was crying too.
You should be happy as the courage to love again.
I know. I'm happy for him. Yeah. If you go back, he's really bawling. He can't even talk.
Oh my God, I gotta.
So happy Pete is loving again.
Keep going.
What's going on there?
He gives Hannah a lot of credit.
Car action over
there. That's Tyler.
Oh, there's major underwater humping, too. I think that guy's inside her in the water.
No question.
Yeah.
You can't get pregnant that way.
That's not the guy that bungee jumped with her. She had sex with three guys already?
Now, Pete, she found the condom in Pete's car.
It's a Maxim.
Is it used?
Yes. A Magnum.
Oh, that's a move he pulls, though. He just puts them all over the place.
Somebody was saying it was product placement.
This guy's huge.
Everything about the show is product
placement. He's like, oh, I'm so embarrassed that you found that.
My Magnum. Now my cock is huge.
I left it in the cup holder.
I'm so embarrassed by my huge penis.
He went to Costco and bought
a whole bunch. That's where his insider in that
part. Over in the water.
I go back further even?
Yeah, further. Yeah. The guy before this. You'll see his dad. His whole face is taking up.
Exploding.
Yeah, exploding.
Right there.
Is that him?
Yep.
Yeah, that's him.
That's Pete. Now keep going.
I think dad explodes.
You can fast forward to his dad now. Okay. Yeah, go forward to his dad.
Oh, my God. What are they doing?
He's toasting.
It's like they're sitting around on a Tuesday drinking wine.
Toasting. They're still toasting.
I've never done anything like that.
I think mom cried, too.
Yeah, there she goes.
Why? There was a lot of crying left.
There she is. She's crying.
Heads up.
Here we go.
Heads up.
His dad looks hilarious already.
Doesn't he look like someone? I couldn't figure it out. It was killing me.
Like Jim Self's cousin.
He's got that head of mustache. Hair. This is mom crying.
We would have a good time.
Yeah.
Sounds like just had a hell of a ride so far.
This has been like the most unbelievable journey.
Do people talk to parents like this? Does anyone do this?
No. It's just better and better and better. It's just amazing. Our connection is like so undeniable. And then after that flight today,
Your
kid's
going
to talk to you like this?
Like, I found my person. And you guys know I've always been a hopeless romantic.
That's for sure.
I'm going to follow my heart.
That's for sure.
Like, I've told her so many times, like, I'm crazy about her.
Man,
does she know that?
Stop crying.
I haven't, like, expressed to her, like, the ultimate.
He does look like
the ultimate way, but.
You haven't told her that you love her or anything like that.
Looks like Jim South.
I'm there.
Tom Pachorek, you know, the baseball player?
Yes, he does look like Tom Pachorek. Perfect.
Three other guys, right? Are
that's
you
ridiculous.
For
ridiculous.
He does.
And not continuing.
Is he
going to
cry yet or what?
Yeah, it's coming.
Ace is ready to explode.
Yeah, there's a chance of heartbreak again.
I saw this guy cry.
Obviously, I don't want that, but, you know.
We don't want that for you either. I know how much you suffered in that relationship.
Heads up.
But
your soup.
You're opening your heart again. And I can see that you genuinely care for Hannah and
pussy.
I can see that she cares for you. I mean, you guys look wonderful together. You know, you do.
Yeah.
And,
oh, thank you.
And I hope you get what you're desiring. I really do. It's nice to see.
Did I do good, Daddy?
It is nice to see. It's
there he goes.
Oh boy.
Uh-oh.
Oh boy.
Oh.
Bad.
Yeah, boy.
I'm sorry.
I don't think I've ever seen my dad cry.
You know, I only want the best for you.
He's bawling.
That's it. I just want the best for
you. He's not even crying, Dad.
It's weird.
He's got a little Robert Reed in him.
You too.
Don't he? Little Mike Brady.
A little bit. It's so good to be back. Cheers.
Peter is special because he wears his heart on his sleeve.
The kid needs eye drops. His eyes are so dry.
His face is
He's still bawling there. Hours later.
Pussy. Pussy.
Thanks for watching it.
Oh, boy, was that painful.
What's this guy's name?
Pete.
Peter.
No, I mean the kid.
Pete. Wait,
isn't
that Pete?
Peter, too?
I think it is.
Wait.
Oh, Lord.
Maybe I put it in my tweet.
Peter.
I just said Peter's dad bawling on seeing Peter. Opened his heart again.
Oh, my God. I typed in Peter the Bachelor, and it's, what airline does Bachelorette Peter fly for? Who gives a shit? The answer is Delta, by the way.
He flew a private plane with Hannah.
It's his office.
By the way, this is the most incredible Bachelor logic I've ever seen. When Luke, who's a little crazy, but he seems to be calming down the last couple episodes.
He's crazy.
He's crazy, though. He said, you know, I'm really falling in love with you, and I know the fantasy suite's coming up, and I just want you to know that if you're planning on having sex with any of the other guys, then don't pick me. And she gets livid and says, my husband would never speak to me that way.
Don't talk to me about my body.
And it's like, oh, okay, so you don't want your husband telling you not to have sex with other guys. Really? That's what she's saying.
Basically.
Yeah, but he wasn't her husband yet.
I mean, but if you were one of those guys and she, like, let's say you're the third guy and you get sloppy third, she bangs the first two guys, doesn't that kind of take a little bit of the wind out of the relationship?
Sure, but don't you know that because you're on The Bachelorette?
Yes, I know, but if you wanted to work, I would think you'd be thinking, well, I just hope she didn't bang these guys.
Yeah, just cross your fingers. Make her douche.
Oh,
that's nothing you can think about if you go on that show.
That's why the one guy got it on in the water with her, Drew.
Yeah, they're going to nail him.
He got it on with her in a sauna before that, weeks ago.
Nice. See, in the water. Kills everything. And then gives you new bacterial infections.
You want any more non sequiturs, Drew, or you want to stick with The Bachelorette?
I just want to mention that when I showed I just put the picture out of the guy producing the song, and I said, the lowest person on the entertainment totem pole. Somebody said, is this lower than a fluffer?
Yes. Fluffers get paid.
Now, I think fluffers are probably lower.
So we need one of the gals to fluff him up.
Go ahead, Maz. What's next on sequitur?
I was checking out the Joe Louis Arena. The steps have now come down. They have now knocked all the steps down from the JLA, the steep steps.
Yes.
And our friend taking care of that.
Done.
So I'm hoping to get at least a step or something.
This is a shout out to a.
No, it's not.
No,
No, it was not a shout out.
Totally
it's completely.
I think it may need to be bleeped.
All right, if you have to bleep it, that's
I'm not
fine.
Sure. If Brandon's up to it, I'd like him to bleep. Only if he's up to it.
To see the show in that disrepair, it kills me.
Really?
I hate to see it. I really do. They're taking the panels off of it daily. There's a video on it every damn day. Okay.
It's a building.
Next time. Anyway, I saw the movie yesterday. That's the Beatles.
Oh, really?
I loved it.
You thought it was good?
I did. I thought it was good. I'm not sure how it was taken by
anyone
else.
Scale of 1 to 10?
I'd give it a 7. 7? The music?
Basically, the dude finds himself in a world where the Beatles don't exist. Well, so he just steals all the Beatles songs.
Yeah, what happens is there's a 10-second like blackout across the world. I mean, the world. 10 seconds.
Yes, you're giving away the movie.
Yeah, spoiler alert.
Well, I'm trying to show you how it happens.
Is this based on a true story?
Kind of it is. It's based on a true story. Anyway, so there's a lot of things that disappear. That happens to be one of them. Another thing, they keep searching other stuff that have disappeared as well. Harry Potter has disappeared. A bunch of different stuff disappeared in that 10
well,
seconds.
That could be a separate movie.
Oasis.
Yes. Oasis disappeared, yes.
Oh, did you see it too?
No, there's a lot. Well, there's a ton about it online.
Okay.
A ton. I mean, actually, I don't even think you need to see the movie to see the movie. There's so much online, honestly.
But it's fun.
About it. Well, no, I'm glad you liked it, but I just didn't want you
to. Kate McKinnon's in it, and she plays like this record producer.
Ed Sheeran's in it.
He does a good job. Does a good job. Anyway, I thought it was really good. I think you should see it.
Give it a 7.
I give it a 7.
Okay. Next on the non-sequitur.
Darren McCarty.
You want people to see a 7 movie?
Well, it's a 7, but it could be higher. Okay. It could be higher. I'm ranking it where I think it falls.
Fair enough.
I don't want to give it a 10 because I love the music, obviously. Right. Darren McCarty's on Cameo.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I think we've talked about that.
Yeah, he's been on for a bit.
Yeah, thanks for listening to the podcast.
Oh, sorry. My bad. It was the first time I found
out. Is he doing a lot of them? Do we know?
I can check. D-Mac.
Just curious.
And lastly, we got the All-Star game coming up. I know it's tonight, but you won't know about it. Fox is miking up the players tonight.
Maz, I said we don't talk about games that are happening because the next day it sounds so stupid.
I know, but
it sounds like
the players are mic'd up. That's all I wanted
to
mention.
But tomorrow people who have heard them mic'd up are going, okay, black. Wait, why are they talking about the game where they're mic'd up players?
Drew,
why have already seen the game?
Okay, Brandon, bleep that one out, okay?
Oh, no.
Bleep
no,
that
one out. Darren's done quite a few.
Making him bleep things out.
You can bleep this out if you want to. Do you know what's on tonight on HBO? The documentary on Eyebrows, who texted her boyfriend to kill himself.
Oh, that guy.
It's getting rave reviews. The girl, though, who went to prison.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a huge documentary on her.
She only got a year or something, though,
did
right?
you know that most of those texts she sent were quotes from the TV show Glee?
Oh, I didn't know that at all.
That's been the
what?
Big revelation with
what?
This. Yes, that's been the big revelation
that's,
with this
That's almost too dumb to be true.
It's true.
Oh, my God.
It's true.
Oh, boy.
That's a sad story.
It's awful.
It's a terrible story. I know. She is gross.
Do you
she's
want to call that
so
guy,
gross.
That bachelor dad that was crying? I found his phone number. Just to make sure he's okay.
I'm afraid that he'll get really emotional and he'll want to talk for a while.
Yeah, it could be another Jim South situation. We'll
but maybe
it,
next week.
Save it for tomorrow.
Oh, I'd love to talk to Peter's dad.
Well, we're at the 226 mark.
Yeah, oh, we yikes. Can call him when she breaks his heart and he becomes the bachelor.
Yeah, when he gets dumped.
I'm going to predict she will not marry anybody. That's happening. She will
I
not
don't
marry
know.
Anybody.
I think she likes Tyler, and I think Tyler's a dick, by the way. I predict he will be a huge dick.
Oh, that's why he'll win.
He was a football player.
I could see him winning. But he's really into a six-pack, and he's a hot-looking guy.
He is,
he's got a boat.
Guy. He does.
But does he open himself up?
Yes, he did open up. He told her he was opening up and then opened up. Which is
really?
What most of them do now.
Well, that's why he did it.
That's what she
that's
likes.
Why he's going to win, right? Because he opened up.
Wait a second. Breaking. We have breaking news?
Yeah.
I need the Red Shovel Network breaking news.
Hey, just right here, some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network. And shit.
Controversial. I didn't even know he was controversial. Jed Wyatt, the Bachelorette contestant who played guitar and recorded the song
country
with
guy.
The lowest person on the entertainment totem pole in world history.
His producer.
His loved ones are receiving threats after an ex-girlfriend claimed that she and Jed Wyatt were still involved when he signed up for the show. Ever since ex Haley Steve. So he's on the show for the wrong reasons.
Thanks,
I told
listening.
You,
thanks for was, listening to the podcast 5 minutes ago when I said that.
Yes, I said it too.
Okay.
I said he plays his guitar. He's constantly playing his guitar.
No, I was talking about he had a girlfriend.
Oh.
So okay. did Peter.
I think I might have been looking at Twitter.
I think so.
Oh, Peter did too?
Yeah, Peter did too. There's two guys that left their girlfriends to come on this show.
The boat guy has a girlfriend?
No, Peter, the pilot. Pilot
the
Pete.
The pilot?
Yes. Wait. His father broke down, but in reality.
Why isn't his family getting death threats?
I was telling you.
Okay, ever since ex Haley Stevens came forward, the Tennessee-based singer-songwriter... Singer-songwriter? If that was considered songwriting last night, I'm livid.
Pretty terrible.
And his family have been targeted online and at their homes, affecting all of our mental and physical health. Oh, my God, these people are so soft. It goes beyond what's said online, White wrote on Instagram. Threatening letters and phone calls have been sent to our homes. My parents and sisters are being verbally attacked in public! In public? People are coming up to his parents and sister and attacking them in public.
I'm going to kill you because your brother's on The Bachelor for the wrong reasons.
That doesn't happen.
He told me early on he'd applied. Haley Stevens said in an interview with People. He said, it's probably not going to happen, but it's a huge opportunity. I'm only doing this for my music. He only did it for his career. Okay, I got to look up Peter's girlfriend, because I don't even believe that. I am so confident in their love.
You got it, man.
That, I cannot believe that.
His father broke down for no reason, because Pete left his girlfriend as well.
Yeah, love again. He was already in love. Right. What, he's crying because he's loving two people at once?
Because he continuously is loving.
Yeah, he broke up with his girlfriend to go on the show. So
well, so did the guy she threw off on the first episode.
Correct.
He broke up with her on Monday, and then he was there on Wednesday, and she threw him off, and she was a bitch about it, too.
Sure was.
But he had an eating disorder. Did you know that?
That guy she threw off?
No, this guy, Peter.
Yeah. Get out of here. Guy. Oh, whatever.
I know what you're going to say. Easy, right.
Easy.
Maz, I have nothing about Peter.
Peter's in you.
What? It says, okay, wait. This is, does Peter from The Bachelorette contestant have a side chick too? News comes in three, so we hope this new Bachelorette intel will be the natural conclusion to Luke being a gaslighter, Jed being an opportunist. After widely circulated Twitter posts claiming that a current Bachelorette contestant, Peter, the sensual Delta pilot, dumped his long-term girlfriend when the show offered him a spot, it's now being reported that it interviewed the woman and confirmed the rumor weeks ago.
Oh.
However, the interview is not set to be published anymore, as an anonymous woman doesn't want to have her story out there.
There you go.
After seeing the backlash and online vitriol lodged at Haley Stevens, the woman who came forward with her allegations again about Jed. Stevens claimed she and Jed were in a serious relationship, but he only went on the show to get exposure for his music career. A few details have been confirmed, though, insofar that Peter and the woman had been dating for a significant amount of time. They even took a vacation to Switzerland weeks prior to the out-of-the-blue breakup.
And he told her he loved her.
Wow, you went to Switzerland with her weeks before the out-of-the-blue breakup.
Hey, she should be happy. She got a trip to Switzerland.
Wow. Okay. Any more non-sequiturs, man?
No, that's it.
You better get us out of here, Brian. Hopefully you will continue liking us on Facebook and rating us on Facebook and on iTunes. And looks like people are back with the show. I'm serious. We really need to take more time off, apparently. It seems to help the downloads. Doesn't even make sense, does it?
They miss you.
I do, honestly, though. You do get a little burnt if you don't take some time off, because you're just stuck following all these idiots around the world.
Yeah.
Like these Bachelor dopes.
All your rappers.
I have to admit, that show is a great hate watch. A lot of people complain, but I don't think they understand that no one takes that show seriously, but it's still...
Except for those death threat people.
Yeah, well, those people, that's true. No, Bachelor Nation is pretty intense, but I'm not. It's for entertainment, don't you, man?
Absolutely. And they're not a bad sights either.
90 Day Fiancé is on the same night.
Ooh, that's it's tough. Like,
oh, my God. Can I possibly watch two reality shows in one night? And The Hills is on Monday, too. Reboot.
That's still going. They haven't canceled that yet.
It is so bad, Mark. It is so awful. Spencer is so fucking annoying.
Yeah, but that's his thing.
I know, but it's like, who cares if he and his sister like each other? I hate both of them. I hope everyone hates both of them and they hate each other. That makes me feel good. I don't want them to like
90210 comes back.
Ugh, when is that happening?
Soon.
That might be entertaining.
Yeah, but there's no Dylan. So,
mildly?
Yeah.
That's true. Without Dylan, I don't know.
You got to kill Dylan off somehow.
And what about Mr. Walsh, who went to New Trier?
That's right.
Where's he? All right. Have a good one. We'll see you with Trudy tomorrow.
Hi, I'm Dylan. I'm an alcoholic.
Dylan, you son of a bitch.